much about.
You gotta put it into perspective.
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Alex is here buying some gifts for her baby.
Oh, really? What's the name of that cutie?
Lucian.
Lucian.
Yeah.
You named your baby Lucian?
I did, yes.
That's my lizard's name. What a small world. He passed away recently. He was run over by an ice cream truck. Sad story.
Do you smoke crack cocaine?
Exactly. Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
When,
but
sir?
No, do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you?
Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago.
Well, I've heard all the facts, and it's pretty obvious what I have to do. Get a big old mug of hot chocolate, put on my thinking PJs, and get back to you.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm not a robot. I'm a unicorn.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I've got a heating pad on my feet.
Roll another one.
Now, what songs do you
just
do?
Like the other one.
Oh my God, he's so
this
old.
One seems to be about to quit.
Come on, man, you're missing the point.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
We have no choice.
Roll.
Roll.
Who gave this son of a bitch his green card?
How awkward was that?
Hurry up! Get your you-know-what out of that bed!
What
do I need?
Just pass it around!
Look at this arrogant prick.
What is that?
And now.
It's like the most requested thing when I ask on my Facebook what you guys want to see from me. It's like, get drunk, get drunk, get drunk. And there's a time and a place for it. And guess what? That place is now, and that time is now.
Our feature presentation.
I don't know who that is, but I want to watch that.
Right?
That is internet superstar Jenna Marbles.
All right.
All right.
Okay, I don't want to watch it as much. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday the 13th of November.
What? Whoa.
Dude, I just got chills.
Right?
Friday the 13th. Are people, is that still a thing that people are afraid of?
I think it is for some people,
okay.
Yeah. I hope it's fewer and fewer people every year because the people who believe in it actually get killed on Friday the 13th, so we have fewer stupid people. But I think it is still a thing for some people, yeah.
Hmm.
Seems a little harsh, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with it. Hey, you want to hear something funny?
Sure.
Chip, would you like to recreate the phone call from about 15 minutes ago, please?
Oh, no. Mugs.
Hey,
how did you
Mugs.
Know it was Mugs?
Well, yeah. Who else would it be?
I've slept in. I'm going to be about 25 minutes late.
Look, hear my whole thing. If I were Beer Mug and I knew that I was lucky to have not just this job, but any job.
I'm not positive he even knows that.
Really?
Look, I love him. I love him.
I do
great
too.
Guy.
I love him too. I enjoy him very much. He's,
I don't know that
I
he's
consider him a friend.
I don't know that he's thankful enough, perhaps, that he has a job.
Right. I would think that the wave of fire Beer Mugs over the years, I would think at some point he would have heard of that. And he would realize that there's a sentiment out there that says Mugs does not deserve to have this job. Or he's not doing a good job, you should fire him. One of those two things. You think he would have heard about it.
All right, here's what I would say to that. All right. Here's what I would say to that. I would say maybe at the beginning. But since it's gone on so long, it's clearly now just a punchline.
Right. It's a joke.
It's not serious.
So he just thinks it's funny.
Well, that would be my guess.
I would think that I would be, if I were Mugs, And thank God I'm not.
Wow, that would be the best.
Kill myself.
You'd be a terrible Muggs.
I would go, I am going to seriously show them how wrong they are by being the first guy there and being the hardest working guy there and being the guy who surprises people every day with what a great job I do. That would be my approach if I had the public sentiment against me the way Muggs does.
Dude, this is a new level for the Muggs. This is a mess.
Bean, he's a mess in all ways.
I know.
It's not just his work life.
I know.
He's just a mess.
Well, we'll talk to him about it when he gets here. I love him, I guess.
But he's a mess.
All right. Hey, here's a quick story. We got a very, very busy Kevin Bean show today. I'm excited to get to it, but I cannot go forward until we discuss this. Give me a little You Be the Judge, would you?
You be the judge right now. You can be the judge right now. You be the judge.
Here comes the judge.
You be the judge right now. Come on now.
We always talk about how we want some follow-up on the stories that we talk about at this time every day on the Kevin Bean Show. Now we have one, and I'll give you the opportunity to be the judge and tell me what Gail Newland, a 25-year-old woman
guilty.
From Britain. Yes, she was found guilty, Kevin. You're correct. You're going to be asked to what she was sentenced to as a result of her crime. She's the woman that we talked to who set up a Facebook account posing as a man, met a woman online, started dating her, had sex with her multiple times by having her blindfold herself. And said, in fact, her story was at the time, she said, I'm very sensitive about my looks. I've just had brain surgery, so I need you to wear this blindfold. They had sex, by the way, 10 times. She was wearing a prosthetic penis. Now, Allie, maybe you're the expert on this.
Yeah.
Even blindfolded. Can't you tell the difference between fake and real?
I would think so. And just wouldn't you touch the person? I remember this. Weren't they watching TV together on the couch? None of this made sense.
One of them was blindfolded watching TV?
None of it made sense.
What?
They spent more than 100 hours together. Yeah. As I mentioned, had sex 10 times.
Come on.
She, the victim here, would always wear a blindfold, even when they watched television, even when sunbathing. So the relationship was, we're going to be boyfriend-girlfriend, but you're never allowed to see me. So she passed herself off as a man for months. And then eventually, at one point, the victim pulled off the blindfold and saw, oh my God, I'm in bed with a woman with a prosthetic penis. So they broke up and she sued. And they went to court.
Okay.
And I guess if there's jail time involved, that is beyond a civil case. I guess there must have been some sort of – she must have been arrested as well. There would have had to have been a fraud charge or something here, right?
For I think
so,
yeah.
A judge, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question for you is, knowing how screwed up Gail Newland is in her head, the woman who perpetrated the hoax, do you factor that in as you're handing down a sentence? And my question as I ask you be the judge is – what is your sentence for the woman's crime? What do you do with this case, Judge Kevin?
Oh, those are the most beautiful words that have ever been said.
I'm terrified.
Seriously, Judge Kevin.
Oh,
Judge
God.
Kevin. Seriously.
No.
Oh, it would be so great.
This isn't real, Kevin.
I feel like
woman,
it is.
Okay,
defense, I don't know the possible – I don't know the range of what's possible for this.
Well, but you? This is – you're emperor. You're emperor here. You get to decide. You get to
– now he's an emperor.
Even better.
Whatever you think – you don't even have to abide by the actual law. You can make up whatever you think is the appropriate sentence. By the way, the woman's lawyer argued that she had social anxiety disorder, a personality disorder, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and all of that was closely linked with her issues of sexuality. And so she basically is just screwed up in the head. She wasn't trying to hurt anybody. It was just – she's got problems. Give us some sympathy, Judge.
First things first, though. She's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's guilty. I'm saying that from my standpoint, too. Because she tricked this other woman.
Sure.
As ridiculous as it sounds to us who watch TV blindfolded.
Right.
I would – boy, I don't know. I would say that you put her in the system to get some help.
Like a psych ward?
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Or some kind of in treatment program or something like that for a while. I don't know. I would think that's what you would do because I don't think sending her to jail would help anything.
No. Mm-hmm.
You don't think it sends the message, hey, don't try this again? Hey,
maybe
you go in your room and you think about what you've done?
Maybe. Maybe it does.
So you say treatment program, no jail. Judge Allie.
Hey, wait. What? She's also a judge?
Well, yes. Everybody gets to be a judge.
Come on.
Well, you were also an emperor.
Good point. Okay, my bad.
Okay. I am going to give her a year in the psych ward.
Okay.
Get her head straight. Get her on all the meds that she needs
right,
to
maybe
be on.
She's not on the right medication.
Level her out.
Okay.
And then I'm
all
giving her 5 years in jail.
5 years what?
In jail? Yeah.
Wait, you send her to get healthy, and then you send a healthy woman to jail for 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same thing that they do on, death row, is they, if somebody's sick, they bring them back to health before they execute them. That happens.
That's true.
Right. Well, this judge in this case, he is Roger Dutton, by the way. He says that Miss Newton is an intelligent, obsessional, highly manipulative, deceitful, scheming, and thoroughly determined young woman. He sentenced her to 8 years in prison.
Wow. Mm.
8 years in jail is what she
So, got. But from what he said, it sounds like she knew what she was doing and it wasn't that
yeah,
she's
calculated.
Out of her mind or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I told you her attorney yeah. claimed all okay. of those mental disorders. The judge maybe did not buy it. I don't know.
8 years seems like a lot.
But okay. if she takes the prosthetic penis, she's going to be very popular in that jail. So
no, I don't think they let you
kind
bring
of a
in.
Win-win when you really think about it.
Oh, dear.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Let me just stop you there, because if you finish that sentence, I'm going to rub cocaine in your eyes until you are blind.
Oh.
Well, is that good?
Seems like a waste of good cocaine to me.
Okay. We're going to talk about cricket.
Yes, what? We are.
Hells yeah.
I didn't even hear you.
What?
What?
I said we're going to talk to Jensen Karp.
I don't think you said
on
that.
On the program today, he's going to tell us about an art show all based around Star Wars.
Yeah.
I said cricket.
Cricket?
I'm excited about that, by the way.
Shane Warne is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
is, we've been told, famous around the world.
A legend.
Yes. Legend.
Legend. Every time they make a list of the greatest cricket players of all time, Mr. Warne is on it.
So we said cricket, no. And then Dave says, well, this guy's a legend. And we go, well, still, I don't think anyone knows much about cricket, so no. And then Dave says, they're doing it at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
And we were like, whoa. Stop it out of here. Damn it, I need to put on a blindfold. Anyway, so we're going to talk to Shane Warne today.
Wait, why would you?
Because when I see you, it makes me laugh. Because you're
that's
laughing.
Nice.
Because you're laughing.
Okay.
Also, the program today, we have Movie Beat because it is Friday. We have we found out something about the King of Mexico, our producer, that is shocking.
Rich Dave has changed.
Dave?
Yep, he sure has.
Say the King of Mexico is now Rich Dave, and now apparently is a, and I didn't know this existed, but
yeah.
he's a candle hipster.
Yeah.
A candle hipster.
Mm-hmm.
Candle hipster dick, I'm being told in my earphones by Omar.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that today. And we also have RJ Bell from Las Vegas with his picks for the NFL. And we have your last pair of tickets to see Coldplay at the Belasco, which is tonight. Your chance to win is coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show today. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That, of course, is Coldplay. The show is tonight at the Belasco. We have one pair of tickets left. We're going to give them away later this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's a very peppy song, by the way.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Straight up disco, I heard a DJ say.
It is straight up disco. It's very reminiscent of Daft Punk's Get Lucky from a couple of summers ago.
Oh, that's true.
A very similar beat to that. I like it a lot. Hey, UFC 193 is tomorrow night. If you missed our interview with Holly Holm, who is going to attempt to end Ronda Rousey's unbeaten streak in the UFC, stick around. We got that for you just after 6. Allie's now in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, in case we needed further proof that George Clooney is better than everyone, we've got it. He was recently at a place called Social Bite. It's a little cafe in Scotland, and it employs people who were formerly homeless, and all the profits there go straight to charity.
Okay.
Well, George went in, had an avocado, pesto, and pepper wrap, some black coffee, and felt like maybe it should cost $1,000.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He has no concept of money, that man.
Well, I don't know if that's really the takeaway or that
boy,
he's
has
just...
he been away from the world for too long if he doesn't know how much food costs anymore.
I think Allie's point is he was being generous.
Yeah. Yeah, since it all goes to charity, he was being generous. I don't think he believes it costs, $700 and he tipped $3.
That's nice, then.
Yeah. That's the point of me reading.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yep.
I feel like that's a different meaning of nice, that one.
Very creepy. Very creepy. Right. Something awful happened yesterday to NCIS actress Polly Perrette outside of her Hollywood Hills home. She was walking in between her house and her guest house to meet her architect when she was attacked by a homeless man.
Oh, no.
Yes. No. What was that? That is the wrong drop. Bean?
Bean, what was that?
Kevin, don't look at me.
Was that Bean laughing from another attack?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, she was walking to meet her architect in between her houses, and she was jumped. He grabbed me so forcefully, pinned my arm, and punched me in the nose and forehead, and repeatedly told me he was going to kill me.
Holy crap.
Then he showed me how he was going to kill me. After the attack, she had collapsed in her street. She called her friend, called a cop. She sketched out what he looked like. And they tracked him down at a 7-Eleven on Cahuenga and Yucca. So
they found him.
They found him. But my God, at your house, it's insane.
I'm sorry, Allie, I missed the very beginning of that. So he broke into her house or she was out in her yard or
what
happened?
Yeah, in between her house and the guest house. So he was just kind of hanging out back there.
Is there any reason to suspect that she was specifically targeted or was he just trolling just to beat up anyone?
Not in the story I read, but this just happened yesterday at 5 p.m.
How old is he?
45.
How long did he get on the street?
45.
Where does he get most of his food?
7-Eleven. Okay. In Cahuenga and Yucca.
I mean, the reason I ask is because, you know,
right.
It's sad either way, but I mean, there's even a level of creepiness beyond if he was a stalker or something like that, you know, because he knew who she was.
Absolutely. Just crazy all around. So don't you feel bad for laughing, Kevin?
That was not me. That was a tape of me laughing.
Inappropriate, dude.
That was a tape.
Bean. All right. How many times have I said, don't go on a cruise because murder?
Yep. You don't go on a hike. Don't go on a cruise. Those are Allie's two rules.
Absolutely.
Because murder. All times.
All times. Say, yeah. Well, I'm not saying murder yet, but someone, again, fell off a cruise ship?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening, but this is the Mad Decent Boat Party. You've got EDMX like Skrillex, G-Eazy, Diplo, and Major Lazer. And apparently, they were taking off Miami-bound for Cozumel, and sources say somebody, a woman, just went overboard. They've sent out 3 rescue boats. So far, nobody has been found. Wow. Again, wrong. Bean, is wrong with you?
It's not me.
Yeah, I know. It's a tape of me laughing. Stop playing it after those stories. By the way, in all seriousness, this Mad Decent cruise, aren't you surprised more people didn't fall over?
And by fall, jump?
No, what are you talking about?
No, I'm just talking about just from all the, you know, all the dancing and all the drugging and all the partying and all the, you know, staying up 3 days straight and stuff like that. I'd be surprised anyone is just right on that cruise.
Bean at krock.com. Mm-hmm. Bean at krock.com. I don't want those EDM people after me.
All right.
It's a lot.
Because murder?
Because of murder, mostly.
And if you've sent Bean that email like 3 or 4 times and he hasn't responded, keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
That's right.
Absolutely.
It's important.
Some David Hasselhoff news.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's time to hassle the Hoff.
Hoff.
The 63-year-old actor took to Twitter yesterday to announce he has officially changed his name.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's running for president. I was about to just be so happy.
Oh, not yet.
Change his name.
To David Hoff, saying, I've been wanting to drop the hassle from my life for years. Now it's official.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's not serious.
Well, everybody thought he was. Everybody ran with it because there's video of him. He's doing it.
Right.
No, it's actually an excerpt from an ad campaign that launched in Australia this past weekend.
David Hasselhoff is a legend in Europe.
He is.
That is true.
Absolutely. Germans love him. He was just having some fun, and more will be revealed in the next 24 hours, the rep said. So stay tuned. What's happening?
Does that annoy you guys like it does me?
Yes.
Like, all right, maybe you're overestimating how crazy this story is.
Yeah, he's just having some fun. More will be revealed. So I'm going to keep my eyes peeled. Because I want to know what's next.
All right, technical question. Technical question.
Yeah.
Legally, do we need to change?
It's time to hassle the Hoff.
Do we have to take off Hassle?
No.
Because he's removed
not really changed his
name. A, he's not really changed it, and he wants to remove the hassle from his life. We don't.
I see, okay.
Yeah, it's not our fault.
That I'm good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any more, David? Really? That's it?
I mean, we have a lot.
Yeah, I want to hear.
You know, the Hoff loves to rock.
Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting. Well, I know more.
But here's the thing: is that it's all tied around wanting tickets to something.
Yeah.
So this story doesn't.
Why
really
are
work
you
there.
Hassling me?
Well, I'm saying the story doesn't.
Yeah. Hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
You're so annoyed right now.
I'm saying it doesn't work for this story. Bean, help.
Move on, Allie.
All of these stars were born on today, November the 13th. Actress Frances Conroy is 62.
Who is that?
I don't know. It's on this list. Actress Whoopi Goldberg is 60.
Is it Frances Conroy? Wasn't she the mom on 6 Feet Under, among a bunch of other things?
Oh.
Yeah.
I think of the right
yeah,
woman?
Yeah, sure.
Interesting.
Chris Noth, 61. Steve Zahn, 48. Gerard Butler, 46. Meta World Peace is 36. Our own Nicole Alvarez, she's ageless. And Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel host, Jimmy Kimmel is 48 years old. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the show with Speed.
It is your last chance to be part of the Kevin and Bean Show for this week. Because it's Friday morning, we are opening up the phones and taking your calls on any topic at 1-800-520-1067. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about UFC 193 since we just had Holly Holm on. Maybe you've got Friday the 13th thoughts. Maybe you've got Christmas thoughts. Maybe you've got questions about the show. You've got comments. You've got requests. Whatever it is you're into, we want to hear from you right now. Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air. Be part of Kevin Bean's What's Good.
Dave, the King of Mexico, is our producer. And most days he's defeated. Let's be honest. He's just defeated. Because he tries to line stuff up, and then we just F it up. Mm-hmm. And then he comes in and goes, guys, you should have said, all right. And he says it was all in the paperwork, and we say we didn't read it. And it goes on like that. Ad nauseum.
So you're saying the King has a tough job.
Yeah. But he left work the other day, and there was a bounce in his step. Mm-hmm. He was enthusiastic,
yeah,
happy.
Woo.
He wasn't going to a meeting where he shuffles out of the room. He was going someplace great. So we were like, Dave, where are you going?
What's this new life we're seeing for you?
What'd you tell us, Dave?
Well, look, I was excited to go to this store in Beverly Hills called Diptyque.
Which is?
Diptyque? Is that what you said?
Diptyque, yes. It's okay. French. It's from Paris.
Don't even
wait,
try.
Which Paris? Oh, Paris, that one.
Yeah, okay. Paris, the one in France.
So you were excited to go to a candle store.
Yes, it is a candle store.
Right?
Yes, a specialty candle store.
High-end, expensive candles.
And they are not cheap.
Is because your grandma's birthday's coming up and you wanted to get her something nice?
No, the honest truth is, guys, because you know me, I'm a romantic. My girlfriend is out of town.
Right.
She travels a lot. So she's out of town. So every time she leaves out of town, I get her a little something when she comes back. So she loves these candles, and she introduced me to these candles.
Right.
So I thought this
would be a good
time. But just
correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's great. That's romantic. You're a good guy.
I know.
But when you were walking out, there was genuine excitement.
I was excited. No.
To go to the candle shop.
Listen, Linda. Yes. I was excited to go because...
Because it's a shop of candles.
Yeah, this is something that she introduced to me, and I actually enjoyed it. You know, so now I kind of enjoy these candles. They're pretty.
What is it?
Help
me understand this, Dave. What is it about candles that you like so much? Because I gotta be honest, and I'm not, I'm not trying to be sexist here. Most guys don't care a damn about a candle. Like if it's on or if it's not on, it makes no difference.
Yeah, look, I got I would say a sensitive nose, but. But, like, if you go to a Bath & Body Works, my nose just, like, it destroys me, and I can't stand it in there.
Okay.
But these candles, they smell so good, and they're not overpowering. They're strong, and they smell great.
So only upper-end candles.
Yeah.
You don't slum it.
Yeah, no. I can't slum it with, you know, Bath & Body or the Yankee candles. You know.
Oh, how
Dave, you're a candle-loving asshole!
How dare you say that, first of all, about Yankee candles.
Oh, I'm just
those
saying.
Those smell delightful.
They may be a little overpowering.
Oh.
So, you know, these are perfect.
I was surprised to hear this about Dave. I was not in that meeting. When Kevin told me, I was like, I assumed he meant he was talking to Christine about this. I couldn't figure out how he got the two confused.
Right, because it doesn't make sense. Like Dave We've worked with Dave a long, long time. We know him pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did a little online research this morning, Dave, and I was very surprised to find out that you are not alone. Here's an article in Men's Journal, which, by the way, very legitimate magazine for men. It's entitled The 9 Best Candles for Men. You might think that candles are best left to grandparents, women, and seances, but as a man's home evolves from...
Oh, no, I only dabble in candles when I'm having a seance.
But as a man's home evolves from a dank dorm room into his castle, the way it smells is as important as the furniture you sit on and the art you hang on your walls. Candles make a home more inviting. But for those who would rather light a fire than shop at Yankee Candle, there are plenty of options made specifically for men. Now, I want to run some of these by you, Dave, and see if these are the kinds of smells you're into. Yeah. From fresh tobacco leaves and the New England woods to the smell of diesel engines burning down a country road. Once you find the one that suits you, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it.
Oh, you know
what kinds of smells are you looking for?
You know, I bought tobacco from I went to Tulum and they had a scent, a candle, and I bought tobacco.
What's Tulum?
Tulum is
it's in Mexico. It's in Mexico. Where all the hipsters go.
It's a vacation. It's
You're a
spot
candle
in Mexico,
hipster.
Yeah. And I did buy a couple of candles. One was tobacco. Yeah, tobacco was really soothing. And yeah, man, they just smell really good, dude. And you don't want to go in your like it says in the article. You don't want to go in your dank apartment, you know. I have a little apartment, and it's nice to go in and have a refreshed smell.
But you're a snob about the lower priced candles.
Well, I'm just saying. Like I said, I have a sensitive nose, so I just don't want it overpowering. And it sucks when like you light up a peppermint and it's a terrible scent.
That is the worst.
You know, or it sounds like just
like
you know,
God, it ruins
burning.
The whole weekend for me.
It really does. You know, you get a headache and you don't even want to be there. So this it makes you relax and refresh. And with a job that's like mine, it's a little tense at times.
Tense
and stressful. I like to just go home and just relax while watching
TV. Is some of this so that you don't have to clean that apartment and you don't have to clean out the refrigerator?
Oh, great.
You don't have to take out the trash. You don't have to.
No, because there's, you know, you don't want to mix this nice scent with, you know, nasty smell, because then it'll just blend together. That's terrible.
On average, Dave, how much are you spending on candles?
Okay, realistically, not that much. But
how much for one candle?
These candles aren't that cheap.
How much for
she's
one
for
candle?
A price.
Let's just say this trip might have been in the hundreds.
What?
Dave!
Did you see?
Because you're buying all the candles for the rest of your
60,
life, though, right?
Well,
right?
You know, I had to go with the most popular one, the Bays.
Okay.
So that's the most popular one, and
of course,
and it's the best smelling one. And then they just introduced their holiday collection.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had to get the Sapin.
What's the name of the store?
Diptyque.
You buy your candles at Diptyque, that means you're a Diptyque!
I like that Dave is the guy who's outside the doors of that store waiting for them to open, so he's first in line to buy the new holiday candles.
Yes, and
you know what? I just when they're sold out.
You know, look, I just happened to be there and they just introduced them. I was like, ooh, stoked.
Yeah. And Bean, I'm telling you that Dave was, we're going to Coachella this weekend, excited.
Yeah, he was giddy. It was creepy. It was creepy.
Dave, you want to smell some good? Smell this!
I don't think that candle would smell that good.
No. All right, what's good is next. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
About 20 minutes away from our friend RJ Bell, pregame.com in Las Vegas. I mean, where else can you go to get a guy to give you every single game wrong for the NFL, right? Like last weekend. We'll see if RJ can redeem himself coming up. First, though, taking your calls on any topic. Be part of the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. Time for What's Good.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
What's good indeed? Oh, we just lost Ryan. Ryan, if you're still listening, please call back. We definitely want to talk to you about that Rolex story. That is awesome. Let's go to Nick first. He's in Whittier. He's on line one. He is calling as a follow-up to the conversation we just had with our producer, Dave, the King of Mexico, about his love for candles.
Nick, are you a candle hipster?
Hey, it's me.
Hey.
Yes, it is.
I wouldn't say I'm a candle hipster. I just enjoy having, instead of like,
spraying gross
right.
air, like aerosol spray. I'd rather just light a candle. Especially okay. if you can get ones that aren't super girly scented.
Okay, that's fine. But are you excited to go to the candle store?
Unfortunately, I don't go to a candle store. I get them online because I wouldn't know where a candle store is because I'm an actual man.
Hey. Well played. And by the way, Nick, do you get them online to hide the shame so that you're not seen at walking in and buying candles?
Oh, no. I go with my girlfriend and get ones. I'll smell different ones. But other than that, I'll buy them online. Then when people come over, I have them lit continuously when people are over.
Nick, I like how you roll.
Mm.
Now, this is something we didn't talk to with Dave because he already has a steady girlfriend. But, Allie, tell me about that. If you go to a man's house and he's got candles lit.
Oh, it's going down.
You think that's legit or do you think that's him trying super hard to make you think he's that sensitive guy and he can't possibly mean it?
No, if a guy has candles lit, something's happening.
Okay.
You don't just light candles for anybody.
All right, let me ask
a follow-up. It depends how bad your apartment smells. That's what I'm telling you. I think guys are lighting the candles for the same reason they're lighting matches after they poop.
Wow.
Well, the way I see it with the candles, because I get, like, very woodsy, like, woods.
Like Fraser fir?
Yeah, it's almost like like cologne for your apartment.
Mm-hmm. Nick, I love you, but we've talked about candles too much.
I don't think we have.
Hey,
Nick,
do we have a parting jingle maybe for Dave?
Hey, you like candles so much? Check out the one in my purse!
I'm talking about my penis.
There you go.
Thank you for you too, Nick. Thanks for the call.
Changes things.
All right, let's go to
that guy. By the way, that guy is totally covering up the smell of weed. That's what's going on in his house.
Yes. Let's go to line two, please. I think I don't see it here, but I thought his name was Ryan. Is that right?
Is your name Ryan?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right, you're on the air. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
Well, so a couple months ago, I was golfing up at a very nice golf course in Bray Olinda area. And I found a very expensive watch, and I did the right thing, turned it in. Turns out it's like a $20,000-$30,000 Rolex.
Wow.
And today is the day where I get to go out to work and probably pick it up because no one's claimed it yet.
Oh, my God.
Really? That's awesome.
Amazing. Like who loses a $20,000 to $30,000 watch and doesn't try to find it?
I have no clue. A moron?
Who's that guy going, oh, well.
Oh, well.
We got another 10.
Are you going to keep it or are you going to sell it?
I am going to sell it. Watches like that are totally lame.
All right.
I agree with you, Ryan.
I like the way you think.
I mean, look, I know that there are people who are into those high-end watches, but the truth of the matter is, Ryan, you can have that little piece of metal in your hand or you could have a new car. I think that's a pretty easy choice to sell it.
Obviously, yep.
Wow, you did the right thing, too, and then nobody came forward. That's awesome.
It's good karma.
That is awesome. I wonder if it was – what was the name of the golf course again?
Black Gold, Bray Olinda.
Ryan, is that a pretty high – No. I'm going somewhere with this counselor. Is that a high-end golf course, like an expensive course to play?
Yeah, it's like a maybe $200 or $300 on a weekend kind of course.
Because it makes me wonder if it was just somebody who like was in from out of the country, and that's why they just had no –
Japanese businessmen that go in there. So.
Ryan, this is Bean trying to make sure that somebody comes back and
right.
asks
Stop
for
talking
it.
About where
Do not
it was.
Say where
Ryan.
It was.
All right. Ryan, you're a good man. I'm glad you get to keep the watch. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Let's go to Andrew. He's up next. He's in Whittier. He's on line three on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Andrew, what's good?
What's up, guys? Well, let me first start off by saying Ryan's dumb because now the guy that lost his watch is going to like be listening to K-Rock and oh, my. I lost my $20,000, $30,000 watch. I got to go back to the golf course. You know what I mean?
He should have waited one extra day to call after he'd already gotten to keep the watch.
Yeah.
That's maybe a good point. And how about this, though? What about the 1,000 people who were listening to that who think, I'm just going to go down there and tell them it was my watch? Like, they don't have anything to do with it. They just found out about it.
But they could easily do the describe it, in which case most of those people would fail.
That's what I was thinking, too, because I was thinking of going over there and getting it myself, but then I thought, I don't know what the watch looks like, so. I was calling about the new Batman versus Superman movie that nobody seems to be talking about.
When's that come out?
When does that come out?
I believe in March next year.
Pretty close now. That is pretty close. You would think. I mean, you saw how far in advance anticipation is for things like Hunger Games and Star Wars.
Yeah,
and
that's
Avengers
my thing. Is
like
you got Mockingjay and you got Star Wars. I mean,
yeah, but this is Batman versus Superman.
No, I understand that. But,
but there'll be plenty of time for people to get excited about that.
Oh, man, I'm already excited. Did you hear the theory about the Joker, that he's actually Robin, like the dead Robin?
The Joker is the dead Robin. I've not heard that theory.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
There's a picture online of the new Joker, and on the shoulders, it has two bullet holes. And at the same time, the Robin suit in the trailer, it has two bullet holes.
That's interesting.
They're saying that instead the Joker killed Robin and turned him into like his little minion.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Hey, hey, that's pretty interesting, Kevin.
What are you saying to me? The phone rings on its own.
All right, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate that. Let's do one more, and let's make it Rudy. He's on line two. He is calling to pour water all over Ryan's excitement over the $20,000 Rolex that he found at the golf course. Rudy, what are you talking about? What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's no such thing as $300 to play in Brea. That's something you pay for in Palm Springs, first of all.
So what does that mean? What does that mean?
And I mean, somebody wouldn't just lose a Rolex like that. I mean, you would know, like, oh, crap, I'm missing a big piece of metal off my wrist.
Okay, so your conclusion based on that is what? Is that it's not real?
I think it's not real. I mean, there's plenty out there that are super fake because I got one of those once.
Sure.
And
did you lose it at a golf course?
I don't think so. Hmm.
So what you're saying is Ryan is all excited about this payday that's coming today, and he's actually going to take that watch in and try to sell it. They're going to say, hey, this is a pretty good fake. I'll give you $60 for it.
Yeah, I mean, unless – I don't know who told him it might have been real, but, I mean, unless somebody that actually knows what a Rolex looks like rather than fake a real
– Why don't you want Ryan to get his money? Know. Ryan
Why did do you the right hate thing? Happiness, Rudy?
Ryan
I
did
hate
the
to
right thing.
This.
He turned in the watch.
I get his money, but
you
I also don't want him to be all bummed out when it's not real.
Why do you hate Ryan?
I don't hate Ryan. I love Ryan.
Okay. By the way, Rudy is actually asking a question we should have thought of, which is what makes you think it's real? How do you know it's real? How do you know it's not a fake? That actually is a pretty legitimate question. But I was content to have not thought of that on my own and just go into the weekend happy that Ryan was going to get paid. So you have spoiled that. You have stolen joy. But thank you for the call.
All right. Have a good one.
What's good?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Our friend Ralph Grammer will be back on Monday morning. In the meantime, filling in on the Showbiz Beat, here's Allie. What's going on?
Hey, guys. I want to give away some tickets to the K-Rock advance screening of the movie The Night Before. It's going to happen. Yeah. Kids love it. It's going to happen at the AMC Burbank on Monday, November the 16th. The movie comes out on the 20th in theaters, but you and your friends can see it on November the 16th. It's a great movie about, well, you get together right before the holidays, the day before Christmas, with all of your friends from childhood. Shenanigans ensue. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen, Anthony Mackie. It looks hysterical. Did you guys used to do that, like, day before Thanksgiving? You'd all hang out with your friends, get wasted, and then Thanksgiving sucked because you were so hungover?
No, I did that every other day.
Oh, okay. So not just holidays. Mm-hmm. All right, just me. Call 1-800-520-1067 right now. Six lucky winners are going to get a pair of passes to the advanced screening of The Night Before on November 16th. Excellent stuff. Bean, you ready for your new releases coming out today?
I am. Very excited. You know, Friday's my day now.
It is your day.
Wow. Bean is adapting.
I feel like maybe this is it. He's turned the corner.
How about that?
Oh, Bean, this is good. Justin Bieber, Purpose, comes out today, as well as Made in the AM by One Direction, Boots, Aquaria, CeeLo Green's Heart Blanche, ELO, Alone in the Universe. I had no idea they were still.
Are they still alive?
They're not still. This is his first release in 14 years or something.
So. It's a he?
Oh, is Jeff it Lynn, Jeff Lynne?
Is ELO, basically,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeezy, Church in the Streets, and Ty Dolla $ign, Free TC. Out of all
guys,
those, what's happening?
Who do you think, this is the big battle. This is this is the beginning of the Christmas music season. Who do you think sells more records this week? Justin Bieber or One Direction?
Wow.
Huh.
Or is the correct answer you couldn't possibly care less?
Definitely the correct answer.
If it's one or the other, I'm out.
Yeah. I would think, isn't this One Direction's last album? Because aren't they breaking up?
I don't know.
They are taking an extended hiatus.
I would think they would probably do better.
I mean, they are hotter. They're very hot, obviously.
Right.
But Bieber has had a tremendous comeback with the singles from this album, you know, already. I mean, he's doing really, really well, too. So a lot of people are really curious to see who's going to prove to be more popular. There's a big a lot of people watching that.
Hmm.
What do you think, Bean?
I don't know. Too close to call for me.
Excellent. Excellent news. Well, somebody that won't be buying Justin Bieber's album, at least not right now, is Ronda Rousey. She was actually on TMZ's Sports on Fox Sports 1, and she went over what happened with her little sister at the Cannes Film Festival.
Justin Bieber was actually really rude to my little sister at the Cannes Film Festival. She's like, Do you think he would want to take a picture with me? Do you think he'd want to? And I was like, sure, Julie. I walked over there. I said, excuse me. And he turned to me and goes, I've already taken a billion pictures today, okay?
I didn't say there was a beef. I was asked, I was like, would you ever want to hang out with him? And I said, no, he was rude to my little sister.
What could he do to make you want to hang out with him? Is there anything that he could do?
Yeah, he could make it up to my little sister. If she could forgive him, then I definitely would as well. But, you know, I'm a protected big sister. If you're going to be mean to my little Julia, then I'm sorry. It's just, we're not going to be cool until you fix it.
I don't know that you want her as an enemy.
No,
I don't think so either.
Absolutely not.
She's a force of nature.
Yeah.
Oh, how much would you pay to see Ronda Rousey?
I would pay all.
But it would be less than 5 seconds. Would it still be worth paying for it?
Yeah.
Just to watch Bieber get drugged to the ring, because there's no way he would walk.
Yeah.
He'd be fighting them every step of the way.
Nope, he would change his name. He would get plastic surgery to change his appearance, and he would live in Russia if he had to.
That would be so sweet.
Oh, come on, Ronda. Get it together. All right, we knew it would happen. Beats Music is ending. Apple picked up the service last year for $3 billion in the process. They also got the company's hardware, software, its core executives, Jimmy Iovine, Dr. Dre, Trent Reznor. But now that Apple Music debuted in June, it's shutting down Beats Music at the end of the month. They are urging all of Beats subscribers to transfer the profile, including their picks and preferences, over to Apple Music.
Well, that makes sense. Obviously, no reason to run both of them.
Absolutely. I don't know if you guys saw it. Shia LaBeouf was doing we'll call it a residency. He spent 2.5 days at the Angelika Film Center, where he's been holding court since Tuesday, just before noon. The 29-year-old actor has now completed his hashtag All My Movies art project thing. He watched every movie that he's ever starred in reverse chronological order from Man Down all the way back to 1998's Breakfast with Einstein. It's over now.
Was this around the clock thing?
Oh, yeah. He was sitting in there the whole time, and you could go in and watch the movie with him, and it was packed. There was a 6.5-hour wait to get in, but you could only get in if someone left. So people were in there for the 2.5 days with him.
Amazing.
I know. Unbelievable. And they live streamed the whole thing. So the camera was positioned right on his face. You saw him sharing popcorn with people. You got to see his reaction to scenes like, oh, this scene really moved him. Unbelievable.
That's so weird.
And you may be saying to yourself, oh, no, I missed it. I'm so bummed. My life is over. Don't worry. You can watch the whole stream at newhive.com. Who's watching that? Who's going back and watching?
Well,
Shia,
I think some people might want to.
I'll watch some of
who will hear about it might want to tune in just to see it for a few minutes and then move on.
Yeah, that's what
so. You're watching an actor watch his own movies. That's what this live stream is.
Yeah.
That's
which is weird. They didn't even worry about him being a cannibal. They still wanted to watch the movie with him.
What do you think? And there's a lot of art I don't understand. What do you think the point of this was? Like, why do you think Shia LaBeouf came up with this?
To do what? I don't know, but I do like the fact that every move he makes, we say, what is the point of this?
Absolutely.
Why? Like, we can't figure out why but he's able to do it every time.
And people are interested, and people want to be a part of it, so he's doing something
right. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but I love it.
I love him so much. All of these stars were born today on November the 13th. Actor Chris Noth is 61. That's Mr. Big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I answered that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you did. You're a Carrie, aren't you?
I'm not.
No? You sure?
No.
I think you're a Carrie.
Mm-mm. I'm a Mr. Big.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Whoopi Goldberg is 60. Steve Zahn is 48. Actor Gerard Butler, 46. Meta World Peace is 36. K-Rock's own Nicole Alvarez. She's ageless, isn't she?
She is.
Absolutely. And host of Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy Kimmel, is 48 years old. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, welcome to Showbiz Beat.
We have been looking forward to this all week long. Fridays at this time on the Kevin and Bean Show, we talk to our friend RJ Bell from pregame.com about the NFL weekend ahead. Hit it, Steve.
'Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
I sing that pregame theme all week and long.
I know.
Every weekend.
It's catchiest goddamn song in the world. Pregame.com is the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. RJ, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, guys. Tough week last week.
0%.
I mean, if you would describe it as a tough week.
You know something? You guys are Hollywood, right? You always talk about talent, right? You've got to make sure the talent feels good. You know, they have their machinations, their ups and downs. You would think your producer, Dave, would feel like that. Instead, he jumps on the line, starts heckling me.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I mean,
he does.
I think the listeners right now, I'll be honest, should be very upset. If I'm rattled right now and it affects my picks, there's one guy to blame.
Seriously, what the f***?
So, 0-3, a very unusual week for you, RJ. You still got a pretty good winning record for the...
RJ, more like wrong day.
Whoa! I don't like that at all.
Can I play one more?
One
more.
We're still cool, right?
These close games, man. Obviously, that's why your job is hard. Is because these close games, they get right down to it, and they can go either way. And sometimes you're wrong.
Well, I think for sure in those three games last week, we could have won each of them. Really. But here's the cautionary tale, and you really do got to learn from your losing, is what bettors typically do is when they win a close game, they just shrug. Oh, yeah, I had the right side. I won. When they lose a close game, they're like, oh, I should have won that. And they don't treat them equally. And you've got to treat them equally. Sometimes you're going to win games you should lose, vice versa. Over the long run, it's all going to even out. That's the trick. And by the way, not as fun to talk about the long run. 62% winners all right. Time, Kevin and B.
That's way impressive, and yet it is funnier to say 0%. Right.
Let's take your picks. Yeah, let's turn it around from last week, RJ, and see what's up for this week. Your underdog special, and I'm very interested to hear your analysis of this game because the conversation has been in recent weeks as the Panthers continue to be undefeated that they are still not getting the respect they deserve, and you've got the Titans plus less than a touchdown ahead of the Panthers. What's up?
Yeah, underdog special, Titans plus 5.5. Listen, Carolina has had their breakthrough to the mainstream. They beat Green Bay. They're 8-0. But this is a good team. This is not a great team. ESPN has them ranked third in our Vegas rankings, and we do the NFL 1 to 32 every week from a Vegas perspective. Carolina number 6, tied actually for number 6.
Why is that?
If you look at the stats, I mean, because anyone that watches an NFL game can clearly see is if it's 3rd and 4 from the 4, a touchdown or a field goal is such a big difference, but there's a lot of luck in that. Sometimes you're going to score a touchdown, sometimes you don't. Fumbles, kickoff returns. In any given game, and even over a half a season, a team can get lucky versus unlucky. The stats, though, tell you more because you can't fake the stats. And Carolina's stats are good, but they're not great. And I think they're in a situation where a letdown makes a ton of sense this week. Check out this trend. This is historical in the NFL. If a team has played 3 straight home games, and that's what Carolina has played, home, home, and home, now they're on the road. And on that road game, it's out of division. So it's an unfamiliar team. It's an unfamiliar trip where you need your focus. But if that team is favored in that game, like Carolina is, in that spot, home, 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 out of division, on the road favored, 16-33 against the spread historically. You got Tennessee, an underrated team, a new coach off a win. They're trending upwards. Underdog special, Titans plus 5.5.
All right, let's move on to your best bet, RJ. Peyton Manning has got to be the worst quarterback with such a winning record in the NFL. They're playing the Chiefs this weekend. What say you?
Yeah, there's a lot of handicapping reasons, tactical reasons to like the Chiefs here. We like Denver, though. Here's why a lot of people are betting the Chiefs. It's a must-win game. They still have playoff outside chances, but they're motivated because if they lose this game, pretty much they're out of it. They're a good team. The Chiefs are on the road. And Andy Reid, the Chiefs coach, off of a bye when they have an extra week in his career, 18-3 straight up. He is exceptional off a bye, but that's part of the narrative now, and that's a known factor that's already accounted for. Also, as you mentioned, what's known and accounted for is Peyton Manning's struggles. This guy is not an elite quarterback anymore. Everyone knows that. That's built into the line. And if you actually look at this line, Denver's only 5.5 at home. We know home field is worth 3. So you're telling me Denver on a neutral field with only one loss would only be a 2.5-point favorite over Kansas City? Denver has the number one defense in the league. They're off a loss, so they're motivated. This is just a cheap price. There's been an overreaction to some of these handicapping factors. We're going to lay the points. Denver favored by 5.5. Best bet.
And the big game of the weekend for you, RJ, is the Sunday night game. Seahawks, my Seattle Seahawks versus Kevin's Arizona Cardinals. It's a big matchup for the NFC West. It really is an important game. What do you think?
Yeah, we're going another favorite. This is rare with Seattle here. Every point spread tells a story, and this one says that Arizona is actually a better team than Seattle because Seattle has the best home field in the NFL. It's greater than 3. So the fact that Seattle's only favored by 3 here, and it's the first time that Seattle has not been a bigger than a field goal home favorite in over 2.5 years, this is telling us the market thinks Arizona's better. I agree with that in general. I think that Arizona is a little underrated. And if you look at when Palmer starts for them at quarterback, 19-4 straight up the last 23. But the situation in this game favors Seattle. Both teams are off of a bye, but it benefits Seattle even more because their defense is a little thin this year. The defense has struggled in the second half, but now they're rested, so that's an advantage. But here's the key, is the nature of that superior home field for Seattle is the crowd. And the crowd gets more engaged in bigger games. This is Sunday Night Football. It's a must-win division game. And when Seattle plays a competitive home game, and we define competitive as not favored by more than a touchdown, so this game applies. They're 12-1 straight up, and they're 12-1 against the spread. Seattle does not lose these types of games. Big pick of the week, Sunday Night Football. Seattle favored by 3 points.
Well, you can't be 100%, you know?
What's your gut telling you on that one, Kevin? You've watched the Cardinals a lot this year. What do you think?
My gut is telling me that I would like to have the Cardinals beat the Seahawks because of the Seahawks fans.
They
well,
are
I know you want
them terrible,
to
right?
Oh, they're
how terrible,
you,
right?
They're just their dicks, yeah. Right?
All right. RJ is going to turn around. I know. Hey, shut up. I know a lot of our listeners live and die financially by RJ's picks from pregame.com on Friday morning's Kevin and Beach show. So let's recap for you. The underdog special, correct me if I get any of this wrong, RJ, is the Tennessee Titans plus 5.5 versus the undefeated Carolina Panthers. Your best bet of the weekend is going to be the Broncos minus 5.5 versus the Chiefs. And then the big game is the Seahawks minus 3 versus the Cardinals, right? Pregame.com is where you want to go for all this and so much more. RJ, great to speak with you, my friend. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Ralph Garman is such a powerful force on the Kevin and Bean Show that it takes two people to fill in for him when he is out for a day or two. Allie is filling in on the Showbiz Beat, and our friend Russ Leatherman, who is the genius behind 6 Second Reviews, he is the movie man, is filling in on the movie beat this Friday. Hey, Russ, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Happy Friday, you guys.
You as well. Happy Friday to you. I want to start with, I know we got a bunch of new movies to talk about this weekend, but I want to start with your six-second review for the Spectre film, because you seem to be out there on a little bit of an island with how much you didn't enjoy the 007 movie. Let's hear what Russ had to say about it.
The Movie Man's six-second review starts now.
There's nothing new here, and if James Bond himself doesn't give a shit about James Bond, why should we give a shit either? I'm out.
Some movies good, some movies not so good. All you need to know in 6 seconds flat at sixsecondreviews.com.
All right. Please explain why the biggest movie in the world is something that you were dissatisfied with.
Well, because here's the thing, right? Like, he went out and did this giant publicity tour about how he'd rather, what did he say, he'd rather slit his wrist and play James Bond again.
Yeah, I don't think that helped.
He doesn't care about who plays James Bond again. First of all, can you imagine being the studio and having the star of your film out there sort of spewing that crap? But when I was watching the movie, did anybody in the room see the movie?
I did, yes.
Did you love it?
I did. Now, wait, hold on. Okay. I wouldn't say I loved it. Like, I wouldn't give it a 10 out of 10, but I would give it a 7 or 7.5 out of 10, which is still good.
It's still good, and I don't disagree with you. It wasn't a terrible movie at all. I didn't think there was anything new with it. I thought it was the same old stuff sort of recycled again, and I did sort of feel like he didn't give a crap about it, right? Like, there were great stunts. Some of this thing reportedly cost $300 million to make. I mean, there was some good stuff there, but seriously, if he doesn't give a crap about it, why should we give him $18?
Yeah, you want to see a little energy coming off the screen. You want to feel, and you're right. I mean, as much as you try to keep what's not in the movie out of your head when you're in the movie, it's kind of impossible in this case. I see where you're going, Russ.
And Kevin, do you remember that scene at the beginning of the movie where he's making out with the first chick, and he's sort of up on her, and you're just like, this is sort of icky. Like, just get up off that girl. Remember that?
I don't know that I've ever had the thought come to my head, get up off that girl.
I felt weird about it.
All right, well, let's move on. Let's move on and talk about this weekend. And, Russ, I'm sure you noticed this, but this is the first time in as long as I can remember that three major motion pictures were coming out on the same weekend. They were all directed by female directors, and they're all very different movies. Why don't we start with By the Sea, which is pretty high profile, directed by Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, and how great is that we have female directors sort of getting their go? But I don't want to lead you guys on. This is sort of a turd basket of new movies.
Oh, okay.
And let's start with By the Sea. Do you have a clip?
Are we ever going to talk about it? Nessa? Do you hate me?
You know my reason.
Do you want to hurt me?
You're nothing.
Hurt me. Come on. Stop!
I didn't understand a word of that.
Yeah, that sounds good on radio, doesn't it? Yeah, it's a couple. The movie's set in the 70s. They play a couple. They've got terrible problems. They decide to go on a vacation in France. If you watch the trailers or the commercials, you can see it's very highfalutin. It's sort of a throwback to an old movie. Now, Angelina Jolie wrote and directed By the Sea and obviously also stars Brad Pitt. Here's the thing. Sometimes you get those super indulgent vanity projects that just kind of make crappy movies. That's what you have here. It's a limited release. It will disappear before anyone notices. And frankly, it's the pits.
What? See the pits?
See what he did.
He said, frankly, it's the pits.
Yeah.
Boom. All right. That sounds like a big no from the Movie Man. How about the next one, The 33? Folks may be confused by that title, but I think they'll remember the real-life story that it's based on, Russ.
Yeah, it's based on the 2010 mine collapse in Chile. You have The 33. It's digging deep into the lives of the nearly three dozen men trapped underground for over 2 months. You guys remember this.
Yes.
It was an amazing story.
It was one of the most riveting real-life stories. We were on the edge of our seats to see if there's any way those guys could survive down there that long and be brought up alive. And it just felt like a miracle when they survived.
It was incredible. Antonio Banderas, Lou Diamond Phillips, Juliette Binoche. So you got a pretty good, pretty strong cast here. Let's hear a clip.
The ramp is blocked, Mario. There's no road. We have no way out.
I am not ready to sit down there in the refuge and wait for help.
Mario, my job is simple. I have a duty to the safety of these men. At this moment, the refuge is the safest place.
You know me, Lucho. There is no way out until there is no way out. I'm gonna check out those letters.
Okay.
Come on. There's no way out, and there's no way out.
Okay.
That's good stuff. It's a fascinating story. We talked about that, but I swear to you, after about an hour, it feels like you were trapped in the mine with the 33. Oh,
that's not ideal.
It's not ideal. It's very melodramatic. It feels a little bit like a Lifetime movie. With that said, it's a fascinating topic, but may have worked better as a biopic, something like that. So we're out, unfortunately, for the 33.
Okay.
All right. Next up, it's a holiday film. I know it's not Thanksgiving yet, but it is officially Christmas at the movies with the release of a film called Love the Coopers. This one's got another one with a great cast, though, Russ.
Yeah, and Allie, I think you might like this because you like the lady movies, am I right?
That's not sexist at all, I do.
And yes.
But I do.
Yeah, and by the way, this is our first interaction together, and she's already called me sexist.
Well, okay.
Sorry.
Well, she gets a beat on people.
Thick log to figure stuff out.
Right. You know these movies, the crazy, wacky family, dysfunctional family get together for the holidays. This is, like you said, a lot of famous people in here. Diane Keaton, Ed Helms, John Goodman, Marissa Tomei, who we love, Olivia Wilde, Amanda Seyfried. Allie, you feeling better about me now? I love these ladies. Let's hear a clip from the movie.
Wow.
Like, I know you don't know me, you're not even sure if you like me, but be my boyfriend. Listen, I can't deal with that look on their faces again, okay? Just be my boyfriend for one night.
Oh, no way.
What are you going to do? There's no flights until morning. Look at this. You're just going to spend Christmas by yourself eating dinner at Wetzel's Pretzels?
All right, okay.
That's crazy.
Stop,
you're being deployed. Stop. You deserve a crazy, pull out all the stops, home-cooked meal. And I can guarantee you that. You would make my parents so happy.
Oh, that's too real. That is too close to home for me.
Try to get somebody to pretend to be your boyfriend, Allie. Is that
terrifying.
Too close to home?
I've done that at every airport.
Is that Olivia Wilde begging someone to pretend to be her boyfriend, Russ? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep, that's what you're hearing. And the basic premise of the movie is the mom and dad want to get the family together one last time for Christmas before they break it to everybody that they're busting them up after 40 years of marriage.
Oh.
See, so that's...
Good time.
This is the feel-bad movie of the year. And here's the thing. If I want to have a miserable time during the holidays, I'm just going to stay with my family. Or maybe hang out with Beans. I don't know.
All right, this
movie
does not seem like a great weekend, so,
so
maybe that's...
You're
going to see Spectre again.
I don't want to crap on everything. You're going to see Spectre again. I think last time we got together, we talked about Room with Brie Larson, William H. Macy, Joan Allen. That's a fantastic movie about the young girl sort of held captive for years. Spotlight with Michael Keaton, Mark Ruffalo, Liv Schreiber. That's another fantastic sort of newsroom kind of movie. You got a lot of great movies, but
just not any of them.
Mostly the smaller ones, and that's the beauty of being in Los Angeles because we actually have access to some of the better movies.
Russ, did you like the Peanuts movie?
You know, I thought I honestly took a little nap about 45 minutes in.
This is our professional movie reviewer right here.
Your job is to watch movies.
In all fairness, I took Movie Girl, my daughter, with me. She was asleep, too.
Okay. All right.
You can follow along on Twitter at 6 Second Reviews. That's the number 6. And 6 Second Reviews, that's the word 6.com. If you want to see more from Russ Leatherman, he is the movie man. Thanks for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again.
Have a fantastic weekend, you guys.
Thank you.
Your chance to win the final pair of tickets for Coldplay tonight at the Blasco Theater coming up just around a little over an hour from right now. You know how you wouldn't have to worry about getting to that Coldplay show is if you were Miss Double December.
Mm. Mm.
That's the beautiful thing about representing the Kevin and Bean Show as Miss Double December. You get to go to all the stuff. You get to go to the Acoustic Christmases. You get to go to the Weenie Roast, the April Foolishness, the Singles Party, the Breakfast With, the Coldplay Show tonight would be yours if you were Miss Double December. So why not be Miss Double December for 2016? We are open for submissions right now until the close of our show next Friday. So you've got a week to go to krock.com. What are we looking for from the ladies, Kevin, if they go to the website?
You have to be 21 or over. You submit 2 pictures, and you just fill out a questionnaire. Very simple questions.
Easy.
Just to kind of give us a feel for who you are, and do that by next Friday.
And then we narrow down the top 10. We'll meet the ladies on the air, and then the crowning ceremony is going to be once again with our friends at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton. If you'd like to plan to join us, that is a free live event to come out and see the whole show, see the pageant. Miss Double December crowning is going to be on Friday, December 4th, if you want to join us. All the details at krock.com. All right. There is a young lady, a Scottish singer named Sandy Tom, who has had some success a few years ago.
She had a number one album and single in the UK.
Wow.
She has not been doing as well recently, and she is in the news right now because of something having to do with her new song, Earthquake. Let me play a little bit of the Earthquake for you.
I've weathered some pretty big storms in my time, but baby, this one cut right through. So this is what it feels like when your heart breaks. Oh, this is what it feels like an
All right, so that's her song. So she records that and she puts it out, and she's hoping, like any musical act is, that it's going to get picked up and played on the radio. I mean, that's what you'd love to see happen.
Where is she? England?
She is Scottish.
Scottish, okay.
So she sends it to BBC Radio 2, which is the most popular station in the country, and they declined to add it to their playlist. Look, we work at K-Rock. We know what it's like to have people who have put their whole lives into their music, and it is their heart and their soul and their passion, and they believe in it. And, of course, they can't understand why everybody doesn't see how great their stuff is. But there are a billion factors that go into your song making it on the radio. And it's a very tough no to hear if you're invested in making a living in the music business, right?
More tough on her than most, I think.
Well, she didn't take it well. So when Radio 2 declined to play her new song, Earthquake, she has had enough. And she posted a video to her Facebook page where she basically had a meltdown and says she's going to quit the business. Now, there's a lot of swearing that goes on near the end of this. So I am warning you, it is beeped. But she definitely goes for it. And she burns every bridge for any possibility
Good.
She ever had
Good.
Making in the music business. So here's a little bit of Sandy.
I just heard that Earthquake didn't make the Radio 2 playlist again. And I want to make this video so that people realize how much it hurts. Because I apparently can do no right. And I made this record. I made that single. I wrote a song that is pop. And it's catchy, and it fits their format, and there's no reason why they shouldn't playlist my music. And I swear to God, they have no idea how much it actually hurts a person when it's been years and years to try and gain some kind of respect from these people. And after, even now, after trying my hardest to do something that I thought was perfect for them, they still say no.
By the way, you think Kat Corbett gets a lot of this with her Sunday Locals Only show?
I don't know.
Where people take it like they're personally offended that you're not playing their music on the radio.
Probably.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And I'd also like to say for Sandy, this musical artist that we're listening to right now, in 2016, do what Lorde did, which is write a song that's so good that people will hear it on your SoundCloud and they'll want to play it. They'll beg you to let them play it.
That's what happened with Hozier, too.
Yeah.
Straight to SoundCloud.
There is a way now to kind of bypass radio or put yourself on the radar before radio even knows you're out there. All right. Meltdown coming.
It is literally the last thing that I am done with this industry, and it's bullshit, and there's no reason why they shouldn't playlist that song. It's perfect. It perfectly fits their format for their station, and I am f***ing sick and tired of having to sit on the edge of my seat waiting for these people to come back and tell me the verdict to whether this song is going to be a success in this country or not. Because basically without their support, it can't be a success. 22 million people across the country who will not get to hear this song because of one person's decision. Honest to God, I am f***ing sick to death of the bullshit that this industry pulls on people like me. And I have had it enough. I am done. F***ing Radio 2. Because it is utter shit, okay? That's a f***ing good song, okay? That's a f***ing good song. There is no reason why you need to do this to me once again. And that is it. I am done. I have better things to do with my life and my time. And this is utter bullshit. So, see you later, okay?
Moving
on. Can you get to go shove it up your arse? Because I really don't f***ing care anymore.
Okay. Shove it up your arse, Radio 2. I'm sure they are going to be looking forward to working with you in the future.
I'm guessing not.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51.
Just in time for the holidays, there is a Star Wars art show in town at the Gallery 1988, and we'll talk to the proprietor, Jensen Karp, who also, by the way, is Kevin Bean's hip-hop correspondent, coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. And then we have a cricket legend on the show, Shane Warne. About as big a name in cricket as you can get is going to be joining us to talk
about
the
event. How much do you know about cricket, Pete?
I know next to nothing about cricket.
Okay. You know more than me. I know absolutely nothing.
So this should go well.
It should go well. I think we're the right guys to conduct that interview.
Yes.
In the meantime, though, in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat, here's Allie.
Hey, guys. We talked about all the new releases coming out today. ELO, Justin Bieber, One Direction, Boots, CeeLo Green. A little bit of something for everyone. But what about Christmas?
What about Christmas?
Yeah, what about a Christmas release? Anything coming down the pipeline? I know Kevin's wondering, because you love Christmas.
I do love Christmas. I do.
Just nowhere near being in my life.
Well, no. I mean, you guys are 365 days a year. I like to separate it from the rest of the year, but go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you about a Christmas album that's coming out November 27th. Bean, I'm sure, already knows, but Spandau Ballet singer Tony Hadley is releasing his first holiday collection. It's going to have 16 tracks, including two brand new songs co-written by Tony. Right? Who's it?
I don't know anything about this, but I sure hope the first single isn't a cover of a Train song.
The first single is a remake of Train's Shake Up Christmas.
Do you already have it, Bean?
I do have an advance on it, yeah. I told you, I'm hooked up. I got the Christmas tour, you guys.
But she said the 27th.
27th.
Yes. So it's not like a couple of days.
I am dialed in on the Christmas Music Underground, you guys.
Oh, I didn't know there was one.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I paid my dues, though. It's not like I just showed up one day and they started handing me stuff.
I've been in the Spandau Ballet Christmas album.
Right. Yeah, they don't just give that to anybody.
What kind of things have you done to earn this respect in the community that is Christmas music?
The first rule of the Christmas Music Underground Club is you don't talk about the Christmas Music Underground Club.
Try to.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. All right. Maybe you're a Jeff Buckley fan and you thought you'd never hear new music from him. Previously unreleased studio recordings of the late Jeff Buckley will be out in March. You and I has 10 tracks that are reportedly the first things he ever recorded way back in February of 1993. I can't wait for this, personally. I love all things Jeff Buckley. He's also going to include, well, he's not, whoever's putting this out, will include cover tunes, including some from Led Zeppelin and the Smiths.
All right.
I'm in. Jeff Buckley? Bean?
One of the greatest voices of all time. Such a tragedy to lose him so young. He drowned, for folks who don't know, after his first album.
And
there's been a lot of posthumous releases, but I think they've got to be scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point.
But would most people know him from this?
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
I think that and his cover of Hallelujah. Yeah, those would probably be the two most famous Jeff Buckley songs.
Variety reports Tracy Morgan is in talks to play Red Fox in the upcoming Richard Pryor biopic. How did Variety get this scoop? Well, Tracy tweeted, "Mr. Fox, I hope I do you justice. It will be an honor to portray an icon."
All right.
So that's not bad. I didn't know much about this biopic, but Mike Epps will play Pryor in the movie, along with Kate Hudson as Pryor's wife, Taraji P. Henson, Cookie Lion, and Eddie Murphy as Pryor's parents, and then Oprah Winfrey as Pryor's grandmother who raised him. How have I heard nothing about this, and it's got that cast?
Yeah, that's quite an impressive lineup.
Unbelievable. Well, if you like Blue Bloods, you might like this new CBS go-ahead that just happened. A new series from the same guys that gave you Blue Bloods. Deadline reports the show called Protect and Serve is going to be a multi-generational member of Mexican-American families working in law enforcement on the West Coast.
Donald Trump will have that stopped immediately.
Yeah. Protect and Serve, obviously the motto of the LAPD, so you would assume it would be L.A.-based.
By the way, speaking of cops, who is going to buy Jennifer Lopez as a police officer in her new show that I saw the promos for watching Nashville this week?
Me.
You're in Jennifer Lopez as a cop?
Yep.
Why don't you believe she could be a cop? She's too hot to be a cop?
What was the movie she was in with George?
Out of Sight. Was a romantic. That was a romantic comedy.
But she was a cop.
That was the point. She technically was a cop, but that's not what that was about. That was about her falling in love with the Clune dog. This is her on the mean streets bringing down bad guys.
I'm in.
Okay.
Is it the fact that it's more of a drama or the fact that she will indeed be a police officer?
I just can't picture Jennifer Lopez being a police officer. She's way too far removed to be believable. Again, this is one of those cases, I think, where the star is way too big and way too well known as being a ridiculously rich pop singer and dancer for me to just forget about all that and go, oh, she's just working this, you know, working on the street as a cop.
In.
Okay, that's fine.
I think I'll take a look at it. It could be believable. There's no network attached to this, but producers are working on a TV spinoff of the 2013 sci-fi movie Snowpiercer. Did you see that, Kevin?
I did.
Chris Evans, Tilda Swinton.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Bean watched it and then texted me. He's like, you have to watch this, and then harassed me until I did.
Wow.
And it was worth it when you finally did, right?
Great.
Yeah. I don't know why that movie wasn't one of the biggest movies of the year, but I think more people saw it on demand than ever saw it in the theater. It's just one of those word of mouth. But if you haven't seen Snowpiercer, see it.
If you don't know what it's about, it's the Earth in a post-apocalyptic ice age where the only remaining life on the planet survives aboard a train that travels around the globe. What?
Okay. It doesn't sound great.
No. No.
But it was excellent. I liked it a lot.
All right. Well, no word yet on the stars. So, Kevin, if you want to go out for that.
I'm not positive.
I think you might get it.
I'm the guy.
Absolutely. Well, we talked about Taraji P. Henson in this biopic for Richard Pryor. But what about dressing like her? Wouldn't you like to dress like Cookie Lion from Empire?
I don't know that I could pull that off.
I don't know if you could, but you should try.
Okay.
Hood by Air is teaming up with TV's Empire for a fashion collection inspired by the Fox series. The HBA Empire. See, it's Hood by Air,
Hood by Air.
Put it to HBA. It's going to include sweatshirts, dresses, shorts, and tops featuring popular images and quotes from the series. Price range $15 to $300. Hmm. On sale now at Hood by Air's website. I'm in. If I can look like Cookie Lion in any way, I'm going to do it.
You're making the right decision, and so am I.
Thank you so much. These stars were all born on today, November the 13th. We have got Meta World Peace. He's 36. Actor Gerard Butler is 46. Steve Zahn, 48. Host of Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy Kimmel, is 48 as well. Whoopi Goldberg, 60. And our own Nicole Alvarez here at K-Rock. She's ageless, timeless. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the show is
less than 1 hour away from your chance to win the final pair of tickets for Coldplay tonight at the Belasco Theater. It is a K-Rock only show. We have one pair of tickets left. Keep listening. We'll tell you how to win them. It's going to be tough today. You have to be a real Coldplay fan, but I think it'll be worth it. Hey, give me a little Star Wars. That movie, I hear, is coming out next month. There's not a lot of talk about it, but some people are interested in this little science fiction movie called Star Wars. And it's about time, right? Gallery 1988, one of the best galleries in the world. We're lucky enough to have both locations in Southern California on Melrose, on either side of La Brea, has a Star Wars art exhibit called Art Awakens that's going on this weekend. Our friend Jensen Karp, who is the official Kevin and Bean hip-hop correspondent, among other things, is the owner of that gallery, and we're pleased to welcome him back to the show to talk about it. Hey, Jensen.
Oh, hello, friends. Hello.
Great to talk to you. I know, as a lifelong geek, the fact that you get to indulge your passion for Star Wars and your passion for art together must make this a pretty special weekend for you.
Yeah, this whole thing has been nuts. Like, this started, if you can believe it, my first meeting about this was with Bad Robot 3 years ago.
So, really?
Yeah, to have it all come together this weekend has been nuts. And we've been working with Disney and Lucasfilm and Bad Robot and Good Robot, which is the charity wing of their company. We've been working on it for over a year, so it all culminates this weekend.
Wow. Well, tell us what you're excited about. How much art are we talking about? How affordable is it? What kinds of things are you going to be showing? Tell us the whole details.
Yeah, there's almost 100 pieces. I think there's 90 pieces total in a show that is inspired by Star Wars in general, but really by the new movie, The Force Awakens, that's coming out. And there's paintings and prints and sculptures, all sort of influenced by the movie. Your favorite characters, whether it's Han Solo or Boba Fett or Darth Vader. We have paintings by some of the world's top artists sort of all in this room together. And all of basically the money that gets raised through this goes to UNICEF through an incredible charity and cause. And it's all done in the name of this film. And it's incredible, too, because you got to think about with Star Wars, they're going to make like a bajillion dollars.
Right.
They easily could not have involved charity in anything they do. And we've been working for Star Wars for the past year, and everything we've done has been solely for charity itself. And this is sort of the big ending to what we've been doing over the past year with them. Like, you remember those emojis that everyone was using on Twitter? Those were designed by us and an artist named 100% Soft. So we've been doing art with them for quite a while now.
Is there any Jar Jar Binks?
You know, it was so funny because I thought we were going to get like an edict from Disney, no Jar Jar Binks. I was like, I figured that was like the overall.
That's a given, right?
Yeah, it's a given. We heard nothing, but luckily no artist did Jar Jar.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, hey, Jeff, no one.
Forgive me if this is a naive question,
yes.
But is there a lot of Star Wars art in the world?
There's a lot. I mean, Tumblr should be called Star Wars Art in the World. Yeah, fans seem to be doing it a lot. What you don't see a lot is sort of professional artists releasing paintings or prints. It's not something you see in the Guggenheim. At the gallery, though, Gallery 1988, we always have those kind of things going on. So Star Wars is sort of it's the top of nerd culture, as you know, and it's influenced a ton of things, including artists that are making, you know, tons of money around the world in galleries. And for this one show, they're going to depict Star Wars.
What's your favorite piece?
That's hard to say. I think a friend of all of ours, Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park, is in the show, who went to art school before he became K-Rock's favorite rap singer.
Right.
He actually got a replica Stormtrooper actual costume, and it's in the middle of the gallery. It's a perfect replica to the first Star Wars movie, Stormtrooper, and he painted all over it and customized it himself.
Wow.
So that's like one of those things that it's above and beyond. Also, for a guy who's so busy, he went and did all this stuff for the show, and it's actually really nice.
That's awesome. We're talking to Jensen Carvey. He's the gallery owner for Gallery 1988. Now, this Star Wars Art Awakens show is in Gallery 1988 West. Where exactly is that for folks who want to come down this weekend?
Yeah, so it's open Saturday and Sunday. We have extended hours, which is 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's 7308 Melrose Avenue. It's Melrose and Poinsettia. And there's some pieces that you can buy in the gallery. There's going to be a lot of people coming for those. It's very minimal, but those are sort of in-store exclusives. But most of the things will go up on eBay tonight, Friday night around 7 p.m. Pacific time,
all right,
on eBay at the Art Awakens account. And that's all money being raised for UNICEF and a great cause, and it's going to be fun.
All right. While we have you on the line, Jensen, and we love talking to you about art, particularly art that involves the next president of the United States, Dr. Ben Carson. Tell us the wonderful story of how Ben Carson now is on your radar.
Yeah, well, we like to think this is switching radars, but it's not, because this whole thing is a masterpiece to me. The Guardian went and did an interview with Ben Carson in his home, and his home is so creepy. I don't know if any of you have seen it. The certificates and awards are from the bottom of the floor to the top of the ceiling. It's almost like if I wrote a script about a guy who has a creepy award house, this is what he would say.
And then the producers would say, you got to dial that back a bit.
Yeah, no, it's like, that
this is
bad.
Not yeah, this is not believable. There are no grains in the pyramid, please. So basically what we did, because I was so obsessed, they found this painting in the house in a hallway of Ben Carson with the creepiest depiction of Jesus Christ I've ever seen in a painting. He has like a Klingon forehead. He's wearing a bathrobe. The details, if you just Google Ben Carson Jesus Christ painting, is worth it. I became so obsessed with this painting. All day I kept looking at it. I literally just kept looking at it all day. And I couldn't handle how good it was in this creepy way. And so I commissioned an artist named Eugene Cake, who I know through Gallery 1988. I commissioned him to recreate the painting perfectly for my house. And I just needed it in my own home to remember it forever. And so we worked on it for a week together to make it perfect. And so we figured, as sort of a nice gesture to the rest of the world so they can have this masterpiece as well, we created it into a print that you can buy for $40. There's only 40 made. And we added a small detail so that it's changed a little, which is that Jesus Christ is now holding the West Point scholarship that Ben Carson pretended he received.
When he didn't. Okay.
He didn't. And you can buy it. There's only 40 made. And it's perfect. If you think this is funny, it's really the perfect thing. And then you can get it at Jensen Carp, K KARP.com. There's a link there. And 20% goes to the Boys and Girls Club of America, so it could help troubled youths who aren't lying about being troubled youths.
He tried to hit his mom in the head with a hammer, Jensen. You can't get more street than that.
No, and he stabbed a cousin. This man hates his family.
Right?
Hey, I'm going to call upon you to speculate here. Tell me what is going on in the mind of a man, any man, who commissions a portrait of himself sitting with Jesus. Like, what's happening in that dude's brain?
And Klingon Jesus. That's the thing.
It's so ridiculous. It's such a weird... I mean, listen, I'm not even against the idea of having a religious portrait in your house, but the concept that young Ben Carson, who's sort of in a doctor's outfit in the painting, is being helped sort of in this beautiful way. I don't know if I ironically like it anymore or if I just like it. I can't tell the difference anymore, which is what most of my life revolves around. But at this point, maybe it's good, but I can't imagine one day him walking up to an artist and go, I have a great idea, and then just pitching this and the guy going, all right, I'll be right back.
I'd like to announce that I'm starting a band called Klingon Jesus.
By the way, I think you guys are playing Coachella.
That's right. Yep. That is correct, yes.
Yep. All right. One more thing, Jensen, and as always, every time we have you on, there's so much ground to cover because you're such a busy guy and you got so many things going on. And that is something that I know you're very passionate about, which is your Baby Talk live show is
right.
up on YouTube now that people can watch for free with some great guests. Tell us about that real quick before we go.
Yeah, totally. The last 3 years we've been doing a live show at Meltdown called Baby Talk, where myself and Dan Levy combine up with three of our funniest friends and we sit with a child between the ages of 5 and 12 and we just talk to them and ask them questions like the weird species they are. We now have 9 episodes coming up on YouTube. There's only one up right now at Baby Talk, which is the name of the YouTube channel. And the first episode is an 11-year-old, and we sit down with John Mulaney, Neil Brennan, and Blake Griffin from the Clippers.
Nice. Awesome.
It is such a great lineup of funny people, and this kid is great. And we're going to release one a week. We also have like Paul Scheer, and we have so many good people coming up, Bo Burnham, Jack McBrayer, they're all going to be on the show. So it's at YouTube, Baby Talk. Subscribe to the channel. It's so funny. I wouldn't say that. It's really good, and it's weird and strange, and the kids are bonkers.
All right.
Yeah.
Rapper, gallery owner, podcaster, writer, producer, manager, our friend Jensen Karp. I know we've given you a lot of information. Maybe the easiest way to go would just be to go to your personal website to get the links to all this stuff. Right, Jensen?
Yeah, it's JensenKarp with a K, .com.
And I do want to shout out to your Twitter. I think you are maybe the funniest guy on Twitter.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's JensenClan88. That's with a C because I'm not racist.
Right.
It's Jensen, CLAN88.
All right. Good stuff, dude. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. So we're going to talk to somebody that plays cricket.
Hey, don't downplay that,
and
Kevin. Cricket is one of the most popular sports in the world, and I guarantee there are listeners out there who are just peeing their pants right now that we're going to talk to the great Shane Warne. Look, we may not have been following him his whole career, but he's one of the biggest cricketers in the history of the game, and he's going to be on our show. So maybe we need a little help.
That's my point.
Yeah.
If you understand cricket, maybe give us a call.
Well, I think we need a primer. I think we need some basics.
Primer.
I think we need we need to know so that we're not going to pretend to be experts with Mr. Warren when we have him on. He'll see right through that. But we don't want to sound like damn fools either. We need to have a basic understanding of why Shane is the real deal and what should we be excited about cricket coming to Dodger Stadium, because that's why he's on. The Cricket All-Stars Tour is coming to Los Angeles. Tomorrow they're playing Dodger Stadium. We don't want to embarrass ourselves when we're talking to him about that. So,
the pitcher bowls.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told.
Yep.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, the pitcher is a bowler, if you want to think about baseball. And as I understand it, the batter is a batter, just like in baseball. So that much I got. Beyond that, I don't know what the stumps are. I'm a little bit confused about everything
they
else
play
having
with
to
stumps?
Do. There's something about stumps. No. I think they're like poles that they have to run through. I'm not sure if it's an obstacle course.
Yeah, we misunderstood that.
Yeah, I don't know anything beyond what I've already said about cricket. But if you can help us fake it with Captain and cricket all-star, cricket legend Shane Warne, if you can give us some deep background on cricket, we need your help right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls on cricket. Yeah, I said it. Coming up right after this on K-Rock.
Thank you to the listener who just tweeted, I stick through your train wreck of a show because I know at least you'll, quote, never talk about cricket.
Oh.
Bad day for him because we're talking about cricket. Hey, Cricket All-Stars 2015 in town. The third of three U.S. exhibition games is going to be at Dodger Stadium. It's going to be tomorrow. We're going to be talking to the captain of one of the clubs. Shane Warne is going to be joining us. Cricket legend in minutes. We do not want to embarrass ourselves when we get Mr. Warne on the phone. So we thought we'd go to you, the Kevin and Bean listeners, for a little bit of help before we talk to Shane. Why don't we start with Nick? He's in South Pasadena. I understand he's a guy who's pretty much got it on the ball.
All right. Hey, Nick.
Wait. Hey, guys. Yeah, I was riding my bike around England, and there's just a lot of fields and stuff, and then all of a sudden you go, and there's, like, people playing cricket. And then, first of all, you got to know, this has got to be the whitest sport. They literally, first of all, it's all white people, and
right.
they're dressed in white. So, you know, okay, and then it's a lot like baseball, except you have to hit the ball. You pitch the ball, and it has to hit the ground first. And then if the guy misses, there are like these Lincoln Logs behind him.
If you
miss and you knock down one of his Lincoln Logs, it's like an out. And then you can hit it anywhere. There's no foul balls. You can hit it behind. You can hit it sideways. But when I was going around, I was smoking a lot of weed back then.
Really?
Yeah.
That's tough to imagine.
Yeah.
So you're, like, sitting there, and actually it's very relaxing because it's kind of like elevator music. You just kind of like, yeah, this guy's up. Because at-bats, because they go back and forth between these two sets of poles with these logs on them. And, okay. You know, so it's pretty enjoyable, but it's not like baseball. It's not that exciting.
All right, hold on. Right. What you're saying is it's like baseball if you took all of the speed out of that sport.
Right, if you took all of the breathtaking excitement out of baseball,
okay,
then you'd
have cricket.
Then you had cricket.
I'm not positive. Yeah. Do we want to just cut it off there because we have enough information, or should we keep moving?
I want to know where else he rode his bike in England.
I got a lot of stories, but
yes, you do.
I want to hear them all.
Just not today.
We appreciate you very much calling. Thank you, Kevin. So far, just based on what Nick has told us, you are in, right?
Well, it's baseball, only not as fast,
right?
I mean, I'm not positive.
Let's try Hannah real quick. Okay. She's in Huntington Beach. She is on line one. She's up next. Again, if you're just joining us, why the hell are Kevin and me talking about cricket? It's because we're having a cricket legend on the show in about 5 minutes, and we don't want to embarrass ourselves.
And there's an All-Star game at Dodger Stadium.
Oh,
Dodger Stadium. Yeah. Hannah, help us out. What do we need to know? Like, just the basics so that we don't embarrass ourselves.
Well, I hope to God that Shane Warne did it here, Nick.
Same.
Because he's going to be so embarrassed of us Americans right now. It's
yeah.
Funny.
he's going to be embarrassed of us when we talk to him, and we apologize for that in advance.
But, well, the basics that you guys need to know, the Lincoln Logs, they're called wickets.
Wickets?
So if you say wickets, you'll sound very smart.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Also, there's some similarities to baseball, like what the guy was saying before. They do have innings. That's the time frames between each set of batters. And then they have, they call them striking batters because there's two sets of wickets on either side of the dirt. And there's going to be two batters at one time. And one's going to be getting the bowling or the pitching, if you want to call it that. And the other one's just going to be standing there as the other guy is batting. So one of them's called the striking batter. That's the one that's receiving the ball. And the other one is the non-striking batter. But I don't know where this last guy was going to see cricket, because I went and saw cricket once when I was in England in 2009. And it's a complete drink fest because they do it all day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's awesome because you get there at like 10 in the morning and the game will be over at like probably 5 or 6 o'clock because they do 5 days.
It's an eight-hour game?
Yeah. So you do
what?
They let you drink the entire time. So they've developed this thing called snakes. You know how you get plastic cups instead of cans for your beer?
Right. Right.
Everybody in a certain section will be like, okay, it's time to build a snake. And a snake is when you're stacking all your beer cups with the hundreds of people around you, and you develop like a 100-meter-long snake cup, which is just this long plastic trail of cups, and all the security guards start running after you, and there's all these drunk Englishmen passing.
So the key to enjoying cricket is to make up other games that you can play with people in the stands.
Exactly, and you get trashed, and it's awesome.
Okay,
oh,
right, so, that's
all right,
a good
so
tip.
Heavy drinking at Dodger Stadium. All right, let me ask you one more question, Hannah, and this is a serious question because there have been a lot said about the comparison to baseball. I read a recap of the last Cricket All-Stars game before they came to Los Angeles. They played in Houston. And one team beat the other team by 57 runs.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
It does, unfortunately, because there's – I mean, just like any other sport that we watch out here, there's games where one team's just going to totally dominate. And the thing is, too, when – the batting guy, when he's up and he gets a bowl and he hits it hard enough that it goes like completely in the air and will not ever touch the ground before it reaches the boundary,
mm-hmm.
that's immediately 6 runs. So there's
what
guys
the that hell can, is going on?
Guys, I know there's guys that can play and hit a century, which is when they have over 100 runs.
So oh my God.
You have like a player that's just totally on, and he'll get you over 100 runs. And sometimes a team will only have 300 runs, but that one
this
player
sounds like so much math.
Okay, so unlike baseball, you don't run when you hit it. You just stand there and hit and hit and hit.
You do run when you hit it.
Okay.
You know how there's the other guy on the dirt next to you. You'll see if you guys go. If you hit it and it doesn't go in the air, it's rolling because there's a bunch of fielders around there trying to get the ball. And they want a way that you can get out, kind of like with baseball, a way that you can get out is when, like, the third baseman throws the ball when a guy's running to home and the catcher catches it and tags the base.
I feel like I need that snake right now.
Yes.
I like
you need 100 drinks.
I think I do.
That it's wickets because I think of Ewoks.
Sure.
So I'm in.
Yeah.
That's what's
okay.
Yeah. All right,
good.
Hannah.
Good.
You are delightful, good. But we have to go. Thank you so much. I feel, and I want to apologize to Byron and Geronimo and the others. We do have lots of callers offering to help us out with the cricket, but we're out of time because we gotta take a break and come back and talk to Mr. Warren. Right
now, Byron says he knows everything, so maybe we have Byron hold on.
We don't have time for everything. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, so you're leaving us on our own with Shane.
With Shane, right.
Okay. All right, that's next.
And we're representing all of America in this interview, too, by the way.
Good luck to us.
You're listening to Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock on a Friday morning. Our friend Adam Carolla joins us next hour. And don't forget, we're minutes away from your last chance to win your way in to Coldplay tonight at the Belasco Theater. We've been giving away tickets all week. We're down to just one pair of tickets left. We are going to make you earn them, and we will tell you how you can win those in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, King, do we have our guest? Are we ready to talk to Shane?
On the phone in the other room.
We have a jingle.
What's cricket all about?
We are going to find out at Dodger Stadium tomorrow. It is the third and final stop on the Cricket All-Stars 2015 tour. They have been doing huge business in New York and in Houston before we get to Los Angeles. I can't believe we are about to welcome Shane Warren to the program, a man I had never heard of until yesterday. But now I am so excited. We have one of the greatest cricketers in the history of the sport joining us to tell us why we need to be there tomorrow. Mr. Warren, welcome to the show, sir. Thank
good
you for being here.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Kevin, don't worry about not hearing of me, mate. I've never heard of you either.
Okay, good.
Well, I think this is a nice cultural exchange. It's great to get a little bit of cricket in America because it is a sport that all of us have grown up hearing about but felt like it was too complicated for us to be able to absorb. What has the experience been from Americans who have seen you on the tour so far, Shane?
Yeah, look, the response has been fantastic. The feedback we've had has been great. We've done so many coaching clinics. There's been a lot of young American children there. There's a lot of the guys, Americans, have come to the games too, and they're loving the game. This new format of the game of cricket is 2020. It only goes for 3 hours. Sort of the rock and roll version of cricket. There's music, there's cheerleaders, there's everything there, plus entertainment with the actual cricket skill. And to break down the rules has been quite good because I think a lot of Americans think cricket is very, very complicated. It's actually really simple.
Just to clarify, though, a quick game is 3 hours.
Yeah,
they've
it's
shortened
quicker
it
than a
for
baseball
this.
Game.
Okay, all right. So tell us what we need to
like,
know.
Basically, if the ball goes over the fence, it's 6, which is what you call a homer. If it goes along the ground and hits the fence, it's 4. And then it's like if you go to first base, second base, or third base, it's a 1, 2, or 3. It's as simple as that.
Wait, so you run to first base and then you get one run?
Yeah, so you run to the other end like you run to first base. That's one run.
Okay.
All right. Shane, let me back you up even one more step beyond the basics of the game. How long has cricket been played, and where is it most popular around the world?
Oh, look, we're very lucky to experience some wonderful countries around the world. We play in England, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, West Indies, England. You know, it's played in Bangladesh, India, it's Sri Lanka.
So everywhere but America.
Just about, mate.
Pretty much.
Here's and, the thing. In America, here in L.A., you've got over 45 local cricket teams here. In New York,
we do
60. And here's another thing. In the early 1700s, cricket was actually the first game of cricket was played in America between Canada and the United States.
No kidding. How about that?
If you go on to Google and search it all out and check it out, look at the history of cricket in America.
Who won?
I didn't check out who won, but no. It's like 1704 or something. So it's only been a few hundred years till it starts to kick on.
All right, Shane, so the event that's happening at Dodger Stadium, by the way, tickets are available right now at cricketallstars2015.com. Would this be an equivalent of what we would call a friendly in soccer, where you guys are, you're not in competition with one another except as exhibition, right?
Well, they started, when we first put this together, Sachin Tendulkar and myself, we sort of had them as exhibition games, Harlem Globetrotters type thing, give around, give free coaching to kids, promote the game of cricket, and try and globalize the game of cricket. But as we sort of crossed the white line in New York, it started to get pretty competitive, and some of the fast bowlers who bowl around 90 mile an hour plus started bowling short, and it's encouraged to bowl at the helmet of the opposition. So there's a few big bounces, which is a short, fast pitch ball at the head, and there was a lot of those in the first game. So it started to get very, very competitive. And so I think the one that we went to Dodger Stadium on Saturday, tomorrow, it's going to be very competitive as well.
And there's no penalty for intentionally throwing at a batter's head like there would be in baseball?
No, it's encouraged.
How many points? How many points for that?
There's no points. It's just intimidation.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you, this is the voice of Shane Warne, cricket legend here on the Kevin Bean Show. Again, we're talking about the event at Dodger Stadium tomorrow with the Cricket All-Stars. So you are the captain of one team, and you have an equally famous cricketer who is captaining the other team as well, right?
Yep, Sachin Tendulkar and myself. So the two of us have sort of put this together. We've signed 30 players from over the last 20 years, some of the best players of all time, to play 15 games over the next 3 years. Hopefully a lot more in America because the feedback we've had has been great. As I said, we had 36,000 fans in at Citi Field in New York. We had nearly 30,000 fans in Houston at Minute Maid Park. And then Dodger Stadium here, which is the biggest stadium. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's 52,000 people can fit at Dodger Stadium. So we're hoping
about right.
Yeah, we're hoping to get pretty close to that number. So if we can
that,
it's going to be pretty cool.
We're going to take a caller who's on the line who's a huge fan of yours who has a question. Byron, you hang on. We'll get to you in 1 second. Shane, you're retired from being an active player. What do you do now? Are you a cricket commentator, or what's your job now?
Yeah, I've got a few things. I play on the poker circuit. I've been playing poker for the last 8 years. So I played the World Series of Poker in Vegas earlier in July this year. I've got my own charity, the Shane Warne Foundation, that raises money for seriously ill and underprivileged children. I'm a father of three teenagers. I've got some sponsor commitments. I do TV cricket commentary. So when you put all that into the mix, it's pretty busy.
Yeah, no kidding. It sounds like it. All right, let's go to Byron. He is in Los Angeles, originally from Australia, and he is one of many of our listeners who is thrilled that we have Mr. Warne on as a guest. Hey, Byron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Kevin, I mean, firstly, you should have been calling him Warney. His nickname is Warney.
Oh, so Warney. Okay. Okay, so Warney. All right. Look, we're not trying to insult him at all. We just don't know.
We're learning along with a lot of other people. I mean, this is fascinating. I'm so glad that this tour exists and it's coming to America and that people are getting a taste of a sport that is loved by millions of people. So how are we doing so far, Byron? You're a Kevin Bean listener. Have we embarrassed you yet with the way we've treated Mr. Warne?
You didn't, but your two callers before were a disgrace.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you guys.
Okay. Do you have a question for Warney?
Yeah. This has kind of got two meanings to it, and Warney might look at both meanings of this question. One is a more cricket technical meaning, and one might just be in life generally. Has he ever bowled a maiden over?
I think you know the answer to that question, mate. You're making statements, or I've got a question there, buddy.
His question was, have you ever bowled a maiden over? It sounds like he's making a sex joke.
Correct.
Okay. All right, Byron, thank you.
That's not what we were looking for.
Look, we can embarrass ourselves. We don't need Byron to do it.
I thought we were going to him for the influx.
Well, I waited with such anticipation for that one.
I know.
That didn't go well.
Okay. Sorry about that, Shane.
Yeah, we apologize. That wasn't our intention at all.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
All right. It looks like a super fun event. If you want to do something you've probably never had the opportunity to do, to see players at this level compete in the Cricket All-Stars, it's happening tomorrow at Dodger Stadium. Sounds like a fun time. CricketAllStars2015.com. Glad it has been so successful for you, Shane, and I'm really glad you took the time to talk to us. We enjoyed it, sir.
No, thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate your support, and hopefully we'll see you down the ground tomorrow.
Thank you, Shane. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Am I good?
Yeah, didn't hang up.
All right.
Did not hang up. Very good.
Let's move on. How do you feel cricket talk went? You think that was good? Was that a success?
I enjoyed the cricket talk, but I do want to hit Byron over the head with a cricket mallet or bat or post or whatever it is you use. I do want to do that. I felt like he stained our interview.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Hey,
I hope. Moving
forward, Corolla next hour, but right now we want to take care of business because we got Coldplay tonight at the Belasco Theater. You've not been able to buy those tickets. You've been able to win them all week long on K-Rock, and we have the final pair of tickets that we're going to give away right now with the final montage.
It's the final montage!
It has been, gosh, I bet it's been a year or more since the last time we did a mother effing montage on the show, and these are tough. I would not win at this game.
Same.
How about you, Kevin?
Never.
Yeah. These are tough. Here's what we've come up with. We're allowed to say how many songs. Yeah. We can tell them that, sure. Right? We have come up with 7 Coldplay songs, all hit songs from Coldplay that we play and have played over the years at K-Rock. If you're a Coldplay fan, you will recognize every one of these songs. But we're not giving you a lot of the song. So all 7 of these Coldplay songs we have put together in a montage. All you have to do is tell us the titles of all 7 songs in order. Be the first person to do that at 1-800-520-1067, and you will win the final pair of tickets for the Coldplay show tonight.
All right, there's 7 of them in 4.6 seconds.
Oh.
Good luck.
Oh my God.
That one didn't sound that hard to me, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, because if you're able in your mind to separate each second, each part of those songs, you can kind of tell what song they are. You just have to figure it out. It's going to be hard. It's going to be too hard for most people. You're going to be a dedicated Coldplay fan to win these tickets, but that's why this is the final montage.
I wasn't ready. Shoot!
It's the final montage.
All right, come on, man. Heads up.
We're going to be taking calls right after the top of the hour. Shall we play it one more time before we get the showbiz beat?
Yeah.
All right, one more.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God. 1-800.
Yeah, it's not
520-106.
A, it's
somebody
not
out
possible.
There's going to get it.
And B, someone out there will get it.
Someone
will
I mean,
like
I know
that.
All those songs,
of
but
course.
To write them down and in that order, that's...
it's not possible for me. I know that.
Mean.
Allie's here in for Ralph with the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's going on?
This is just an insane story. Last night around 5 p.m., the actress from NCIS, Polly Perrette, was outside of her Hollywood Hills home walking to her guest house where she was attacked by a homeless man. She said, again, not funny. On my street, I was...
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
On.
I was jumped by a very psychotic homeless man. He grabbed me so forcefully, pinned my arm, and punched me in the nose and forehead. He kept repeatedly telling me he was going to kill me. Then he showed me how he was going to kill me. After the attack, she collapsed in the street. She texted her friend, texted a cop. Everyone got involved. She then had the wherewithal to jot down a police sketch of her own.
She drew it?
Yeah, this is it's insane. Absolutely.
Well, she is on NCIS, so she's got a lot of experience.
She is a forensic scientist.
Solving crimes.
Yes, absolutely. But she said the guy was headed towards Hollywood Boulevard. He was apprehended. He's been arrested and booked for felony battery. And
they caught him based on her sketch.
If you go to TMZ.com, they've got the sketch and his picture. Way to go, Polly Perrette.
Wow.
I mean, in that moment, to be so in shock and go through that and be able to put that on paper, and they got him.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, I would think that if you're attacked by a homeless guy in your yard, you're just never going to get any kind of closure on that. That person just escapes into the wilderness. It's pretty amazing they were able to capture him within a few hours, and I'm so glad she's okay. I mean, this story could have been so much more horrible than it already is.
Yeah, it's insane. Absolutely. Also insane, David Hasselhoff, the 63-year-old actor, took to Twitter Thursday to announce that he's officially changing his name to David Hoff. He said, I've been wanting to drop the hassle from my life for years, and now it's official.
Wow.
But not so quick. His reps have said it's an excerpt from an ad campaign that launches in Australia this weekend. David's just having some fun, and more will be revealed in the next 24 hours.
That's the worst
story
I've ever heard.
Right?
The story ever.
Like, what?
It really is. There's nothing there.
Shouldn't his reps have held off and let whatever was going to be revealed in the next 24 hours be revealed, so it was more of an actual story instead of, oh, David.
Oh, man, that's wacky, huh?
Remember when we filmed that in Australia? That's what it is. It's just bizarre.
Okay.
But I'm going to still call him David Huff just because I feel like he has been hassled too much.
Okay. All right.
No?
No.
All right.
You do whatever you need to do.
Thank you. A woman has fallen from a cruise ship. It's the Mad Decent Boat Party. Took off Wednesday from Miami to Cozumel. Apparently, three rescue boats have been deployed to start searching for the victim somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico. But this is a cruise ship loaded with EDMX, Skrillex, Major Lazer, Diplo. So far, no word yet.
Wow.
I mean, what?
That sucks.
What a way to go off a cruise ship. Fiend, anything?
Don't ask Fiend if he has anything on that. Just power through.
And George Clooney, we all know he's better than every single one of us, but here's more proof. The Social Bite Cafe in Scotland, it employs people who are formerly homeless, and then all proceeds go straight to charity. You basically just pay for what you think something is worth, and then they give all the money to charity. Well, George went in, had an avocado, pesto, and pepper wrap, as well as a black coffee. How much do you think he paid for that food?
For a wrap? Less than a dollar.
Less than a dollar. But it's George Clooney, so he paid $1,000.
He is a dick.
Nope, he's the best.
That's not what we're saying.
Not at
You're
all.
Saying all the wrong things, Kevin.
All the wrong things. Right. You're the worst.
Asshole.
Nope, again, he gave pretty much, I would say maybe, let's say it costs $10.
Okay.
So he gave
so
$1,000. Okay. A lot. Right.
I don't do math, but that sounds good.
It sounds like
and
a
he's
lot.
He's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
No, he does not.
He's the man who invented Booyah!
I believe he is. So, yes, Bean, you are correct. Actor Steve Zahn.
Terrorist situation.
All right.
All of these stars were born on today, November the 13th. Chris Noth, Mr. Big, is 61 years old. Steve Zahn, 48. Gerard Butler is 46. Meta World Peace, 36. K-Rock's own Nicole Alvarez. We don't know her age because she is ageless. And
she has two vaginas.
I'm not positive that's true.
Beer mug? Can he?
I don't think.
No? I mean, is it too much to ask?
It is.
Okay. Jimmy Kimmel Live host Jimmy Kimmel is 48 years old. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the show with his feet.
All right, this is very exciting. We're right down to it. The show with Coldplay is tonight. By the way, if you missed our interview with Chris Martin when he was in studio on Tuesday, you can find that available for streaming. You can watch the whole thing at krock.com. But if you want to go see Coldplay tonight, we've got the final pair of tickets. We're giving them away at 1-800-520-1067 with a game that we like to call the Final Montage.
It's the final!
All right, let's play the montage a couple more times before we start taking calls. Kevin, you want to explain what's going on here?
There are seven Coldplay songs in 4.6 seconds. So we need you to give us the name of the song and the correct order. A game which I would lose every single time, but we always get a winner, and it fascinates us. Here is the montage. That's it.
Remember what I said earlier? Oh, I think people get this.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough. Listening again, it's tough. Let me hear it one more time. All right. We need him in order. 1-800-520-1067. I want to go to Odalis first on line two, only because she was the first caller through, and I'm fascinated with the person who thinks they can crack the code the first time they hear the mother effing montage. Odalis or Odalis, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How do you pronounce your name? I'm sorry.
Odalis.
Odalis.
Odalis. God, I gave it two pronunciations. Yeah. They were both wrong. All right. In order, starting with the first Coldplay song, let's hear what you think these seven songs are.
Okay. Clocks.
All right.
I want to thank you for calling.
Hold, please. I'm sorry, but they do have to be in order, so if you don't get the first one right, we need to move on. Thank you for calling.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's try Jake, line one. He's in Santa Clarita. He's up next again, playing for the final pair of Coldplay tickets. Hi, Jake.
Hi there.
All right, you know the montage? In order.
Okay, I hope so. Here we
go.
Okay. Every teardrop is a waterfall. Clock, dive. No!
Sorry.
Again, you got to get that first one right to move on to the second one, but thank you so much for calling. All right, let's try Yvette. She's on line six. She's in L.A. Again, this is the final montage.
It's the final montage!
What happened?
Pete, the jingle and the montage are in different files. Stop jumping back and forth. I'm only one guy.
After that happened last time, I thought you guys separated them so that we
could
do that.
You would think that would
That's
be the
what
case.
I asked.
Well, stop assuming we're doing our jobs right.
We've got to fire Beer Mug. God damn it.
Right.
All right. We're going to Yvette here. She's on line six.
All right, Yvette.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Sorry.
Okay, hopefully I have it right. First one is Yellow.
I'm sorry.
All right.
That's not the first
one. Would I get yelled at if I asked to play the montage again a couple times to help people out?
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
By the way, this is all Chip. Okay. Here's the montage. One more time.
+1 800 520 1067 Let's see what Jose's got cooking. He's in San Jose. He is on line four.
Hey, Jose.
Hey.
What do you got cooking?
Nothing. RE8.
Okay, good. What are the songs in order, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the first one that Fix You.
Yes,
Fix You is correct.
Now we're
yes.
making some progress here.
Second one is Clock.
Yes.
I got the third one as Paradise.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, nice try, though. Hey, keep listening. If you think of a different order you want to try, give us a call back. Let's try Delilah. She's up next, line seven. Hey, Delilah, I hope that it has been helpful listening to the other people guess, but good luck to you, okay?
Thanks.
All right. What order do you have them in?
Number one, oh, my goodness, Trouble.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay,
thank you for the call. Okay. All right, she may not have heard, but they have to be in order, and the last guy did get Fix You and Clocks correct. That's one and two.
Right.
Yeah.
So everybody knows that's one and two.
Yeah, you have to kind of build on what the other people are doing. If you listen to what they get right and get wrong, that will help you narrow it down. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's play it again, then let's try for another caller.
It's the final montage!
Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.
All right, you ready? Here you go. I just want to say again, there's no possible way I would win this game. So I apologize to everybody else.
But maybe Louis is going to win this game. How about that? Louis is on line three. He's our next contestant on the Kevin Bean Show. All right, Louis, we're counting on you, man. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Don't forget, Fix You is one, Clocks is two.
All right. I got the first two.
Okay.
All right, what are they?
I got Fix You, Clock, Viva La Vida.
Okay. Sorry.
Let's try Sedona. She's in Baldwin Park.
You run out of energy, Bean?
It's tense. It's nerve-wracking.
Okay. Hold on. Seriously.
Why are we holding now? Let's go to Sedona in Baldwin Park. She's on line four.
Okay. Hey, Sedona.
Hi, oh my God. Hi, guys. This is my very first time calling.
Oh, thank God you got through. Okay. It's the final montage. Blah, blah, blah. No, 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 no. Okay.
In order, what are the seven Coldplay songs in the Mother Effin' montage?
Okay. First one, Fix You.
Yes.
Clocks.
Yes.
Sky Full of Stars.
Yes.
Yes.
Yellow.
Yes.
Yes.
Paradise.
Yes.
Trouble.
Yes.
Adventures of a Lifetime?
Yay!
Oh my God!
You won tickets for tonight.
How did you do it, Sedona? What was the key? How did you crack it?
I, as the guy said 60. That's when I got him all. Oh my God. This is so amazing.
You're going to see Coldplay tonight at the Belasco Theater, and this is the very final pair of tickets that we have. Congratulations. I'm glad you won. Thanks for playing the game.
Thanks a lot for listening here on a Friday. As you know, Christmas is fast approaching, and I know you don't want to hear this, but you got to start thinking about Christmas gifts. Mm. And what about an autographed bottle of Adam Carolla's Mangria? How about that? For the Corolla or alcohol lover in your life, Adam is going to be all around the Southland again this weekend, signing bottles in Torrance at the Ralph's location there at 11 o'clock and in Redondo Beach at 12:30. Get all the details at adamcarolla.com. And you can also see the Ace Man on stage with his friend Dennis Prager. That show is coming up on Saturday, December 12th at the theater at the Ace Hotel. AdamCarolla.com again. Tickets, $35. That's going to be a great live show. And there's one other event that Adam's got coming up that we want to talk to him about personally, which is why we have him on the phone. Hey, Adam.
Hey, man. Oh, I got to yell at Kevin for a second.
Sure.
All right.
I just had this memory. The last time I saw you, we were backstage at the Forum a few weeks ago.
Right.
We were
Foo Fighters.
See the Foo Fighters.
Right.
And as per usual, because we're in Los Angeles, a special guest was going to come up on stage and jam with the Foo Fighters.
Right.
And you knew who it was.
Right.
And you said to me, do you want to know who the special guest is going to be? And I said, no, I don't. No, who's it going to be? John Popper? Is he going to bring his harp out there and jam? Maybe the ghost of Jimi Hendrix.
But I didn't say anything after you said no.
Yeah. But you should have told me at that point.
Oh.
You should have told me it was going to be a decrepit Stevie Nicks, an addled Stevie Nicks getting up there doing Gold Dust Woman.
I felt like you would love that.
The only song that is mathematically unrockable for Dave Grohl.
Honestly, I thought that was in your wheelhouse. That was a home run.
67-year-old women okay. who look like they crapped in their diaper, holding a microphone that's shaking in front of their hands, and huge Swifty Lazar sunglasses singing the worst song ever put to paper, Gold Dust Woman.
Well, she did sell out with Fleetwood Mac 4 concerts.
I'm not responsible for the actual performance. I thought you might want to know, and I thought you'd be excited. So.
I'm saying, okay. Kevin, if there is a big wrapped present with a bow on it,
right.
and you say to me, you want to know what's in it, and yeah. I go, no, don't tell me. If there's a cat turd in it, tell me.
All right, look, in Kevin's defense, I understand where you're coming from, Adam, but I think that Kevin legitimately thought he would be spoiling a surprise that you would have enjoyed when it happened on
That's
stage.
What I thought.
I don't think he was acting from malice night. There. Look. Hey, speaking of presents, Adam, before we get to this unbelievable appearance that you have, I have a serious question for you. Your yep. life partner, Jimmy Kimmel, is celebrating his birthday today. We all know and love
right.
Jimmy. I have to ask, what do millionaires like you and Jimmy do when it's each other's birthday? Like, are you on the hook for some sort of extravagant or elaborate gift because you guys are so close?
No, it the good news is you reach this point where there's nothing you can get him, and he doesn't even want you to try anymore.
All right.
At least I've decided that.
But wait, so he
not with me, but with him.
So you think he decided that, so you don't get him anything?
I got him some sort of neon sign for his bar barn, you know. Biggest power move in the world, buy the property next to you, mow it down, and build something useless, like a water slide or something.
Savage.
Right? Well, first off, you want to know what's a weird sensation? When you're skipping your rope and you're watching Entertainment Tonight, and it says celebrity celebrating birthdays, and it's like Seth MacFarlane turns 42, and I'm like, oh, I got to write him an email. Like, we can literally watch TV
yeah.
and have your yeah. friends be reminded of your friend's birthday. Yeah, you just reminded me. No, I got him a neon sign last year, and then I shot him an email that said it actually broke when they shipped it, so I'm going to fix it. And he said, Dad, don't bother.
I like it.
All right.
Well, like it's a lot less complicated than I thought it would be for you guys on birthdays. All right, let's talk about your big event, Adam. Mm. We already talked about your thing coming up on the 12th at the Ace Hotel. People were going to go to the Mangria signings this weekend. That's all fine. Then I see this on your schedule, and I'm blown away by this. Adam Carolla is doing a motivational speech at a gymnastics conference in Crossville, Tennessee, next Saturday the 21st. Flipfest.com. How the hell did they get you to agree to do that?
I have no idea where that is. I'm doing a motivational thing out here, but I have no idea what's going on in Tennessee.
Okay, but this is a gymnastics
conference.
It's a conference on gymnastics.
It's called Flip Fest.
Who made this decision?
This is what Christine gave us. This is in the paperwork. Are you telling us you're not going to Tennessee to talk to a bunch of people who are doing gymnastics?
That's funny. No, they're talking about flipping real estate.
Nope.
It is called Flip Fest.
It's called Flip Fest, and it's a gymnastics conference.
You got it off your site.
Are you or are you not going to speak at it?
If I have to drive more than 14 miles.
It's on your schedule. It's on your site.
It's in Tennessee, Ace.
It's what's on your website on November 21st.
You're speaking at a gymnastics conference. My manager, Colonel Parker, and find out what the heck is going on here. I know I'm doing some sort of motivational speech, and I know it's coming up soon, but I think it's in California.
Adam, when families send their children to Flip Fest, they work hard to ensure they return home with not only an increased zest for gymnastics, but also for life. This is happening, and you're speaking there.
Wow.
That's the best news ever.
Angry and sometimes tired, but I'm almost never confused and befuddled.
Right? I understand.
Now you guys have raised me to confuse and befuddle. I never am. I'm always just disappointed and or angry and disappointed.
You're speaking at a gymnastics conference, Adam.
And I love that we're the ones who got to tell you that. I love that so much.
It is called Flip Fest.
It's about flipping real estate.
Nope.
Flipping bodies.
It's about flipping underage girls.
It's a gymnastic conference.
That's right.
I'll sort this out, but can I ask you guys, is there a better job than the spotter at the cheerleading competition?
Well, I mean, if we're being honest, that's a pretty good job.
You stand under hot chicks who formed a pyramid, and you'll get fired if you don't look up their skirts.
Now, here's what I feel. I feel Adam just
fired if you look down.
Adam just threw that in so that someone will hear it and he doesn't have to speak at the gymnastics conference.
Him from
that's
Flip
what it is.
Right
that's what he's doing.
Trying to get fired.
I'm a registered sex offender.
You're gone.
I cannot be within 50 yards.
No Flip Fest for you.
All right. Listen, we're out of time. We love you, Adam. Mangria signing at Ralph's is going to be tomorrow in Torrance at 11:30 at Redondo Beach. That's, as I said, a great Christmas gift. And tickets are on sale now. Just $35. AdamCarolla.com for the live appearance December 12th with the very smart Dennis Prager. That's at the Ace Hotel in downtown L.A. And say hi to Tennessee for us, Adam. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
I'll volunteer.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
Hey, before we get into our final showbiz beat of the week, how about a quick reminder? If you'd like to be Miss Double December 2016, we would love to have you. All the details are at krock.com. I just want to put it out there. If you're 21 and up and you'd like to represent the Kevin and Bean Show and get to go to all the cool stuff, including Acoustic Christmas next month, including the Weenie Roast and April Foolishness and everything, be part of the family. We are looking for you. We're going to crown a new winner on December the 4th at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
It's a dysfunctional family, though. Know that going
in. It is.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. It is, yeah. Details at krock.com. Ladies, get your paperwork filled out and your photos uploaded, and we will be contacting you soon if you make the top 10. All right, Ralph will be back on Money. In the meantime, one more showbiz beat. Here's Alan McKay filling in.
All right, if you've made it this far, you deserve something.
Agreed.
How about a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Legend at the Arclight in Hollywood? It'll be Tuesday, November 17th. You get to see it 3 days before the movie comes out on November 20th. If you don't know what it's about, run, don't walk to see this trailer. It's amazing. It talks about the story of identical twin gangsters, Reggie and Ronnie Cray, two of the most notorious criminals in British history, and their organized crime empire in the East End of London during the 60s. And who's playing the twins? Oh, just one man, Tom Hardy. It looks so good.
It does look great.
So give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Five winners are going to get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Legend at the
from Canada.
They are actually from London, Rodney.
Yeah.
Confused again.
Can't yeah.
That at all.
But it's okay. Yeah. It's going to happen on Tuesday, November the 17th. Call right now. If you guys missed it, something pretty interesting-ish.
Is that a question?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I think it's interesting just because everything he does is weird and I don't get it, but I still want to know more about it. But last night around 9 o'clock, Shia LaBeouf ended his 2.5-day residency at the Angelika Film Center. He's been holding court since Tuesday, just before noon.
24/7?
24/7. Huh. 29-year-old actor has now completed his hashtag All My Movies art project. Having watched every movie he starred in reverse chronological order from Man Down in 2015 to Breakfast with Einstein. So basically, you could go and watch Shia's movies with him in the theater. However, the lines were upwards of 6 hours long, and somebody had to leave the theater in order for a seat to open up. So it wasn't like one movie, they usher everyone out.
Emptied it.
And wow. People were staying for the whole thing as well.
Shia is obsessed with performance art, it seems like. He's the guy, I remember, a couple of years ago who had that pop-up store in Hollywood where mm-hmm. he had a paper bag over his head and people just went in and listened to him cry or something.
Yeah.
Or,
he did.
Or they yelled at him or he yelled at them. Something
happened.
I think he
cried.
I think he ended up crying, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the plan.
I mean, I don't know what a lot of performance art misses me. I don't know what the point of this is.
Well, it was live streamed the whole thing. So there was a camera mm-hmm. just positioned right on his face. You could see his reactions to watching himself. You got to see him share popcorn with the person next to him. And if you missed that, you can watch it all streamed at newhive.com. They've got the whole 2.5-day residency on there. If you'd like to catch up on some of his looks.
Reactions.
Yeah.
Make your dreams come true. Just do it.
Right.
Yeah. I totally get it. Twilight fans, listen up. You're going to be thrilled to hear that Stephenie Meyer is working on a new TV series for Hulu. The author is on board as executive producer for The Rook, and that's based on a novel by Daniel O'Malley that features a female with supernatural powers that works for the British government to defend the country.
All right. That sounds good.
I'm in. Maybe if a cop drama is more something you're into, CBS has given the go-ahead to a new series from the same guys that brought you Blue Bloods. Deadline is reporting that the new show called Protect and Serve would be about the multi-generational members of a Mexican-American family working in law enforcement on the West Coast. So you got that.
All right.
And I don't know if you guys have heard about this biopic about Richard Pryor. You've got Mike Epps starring as Richard Pryor, Kate Hudson as his wife, Taraji P. Henson and Eddie Murphy as his parents, and Oprah Winfrey as his grandmother.
Wow.
Well, now it appears that Tracy Morgan is in talks to play Red Fox.
Richard Pryor movie mm-hmm. is a movie that has been rumored to be close to being made for 25 years.
Yeah.
It's just one of those bio movies that everybody says they're going to make a Richard Pryor movie one day, but then they never do. But it sounds like it's really happening this time.
Oprah, Taraji P. Henson, Eddie Murphy, Mike Epps, Kate Hudson, Tracy Morgan.
All right.
Wow.
I'm going to get everybody pregnant.
I don't think Red Fox said that, but maybe he can somehow work it into the script. The sad news for Beats Music. You knew it would happen. It is coming to an end. Apple picked up the service last year for $3 billion in the process, getting the company's hardware, software, and the core executives. But now that Apple Music has debuted in June, it's shutting down Beats at the end of the month. So they want you, if you're a subscriber, to transfer their profile, including all of your picks and preferences, over to Apple Music. It was just a matter. Yeah, just a matter of time. It's a sad, sad time for all of us. And those that love Beats. All of these stars were born on today, November the 13th. Actress Frances Conroy is 62. Whoopi Goldberg is 60. Steve Zahn is 48. Gerard Butler, 46. Meta World Peace, 36. Our own Nicole Alvarez. We don't know her age because she's a unicorn.
That's true.
Yep, ageless. And of course, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy the sports guy. He is 48 years old. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, welcome to the show with Pete.
Thank you, Allie. What if I were to tell you that Monday morning we had Daniel Craig on the program?
Nope.
I would think you were confusing us with probably Ryan Seacrest's show.
Daniel Craig.
Wow. The real Daniel Craig?
Yes.
Not a guy named Daniel Craig to tell us how miserable it is having the same name as a big star?
Nope.
Okay.
Wow.
Daniel Craig, Monday morning, and at 7:30. Details on the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2015 at 7:30 Monday morning. Might be a good show, that's what I'm saying.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. That is not good.
That sucks.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I don't want to know about bad things at all.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Janky.
This one seems to be about to quit.
What kind of god?
And I need another hit.
So 40 years ago, I smoked marijuana, and I admit it. I'm sure that other people might have done it and may not want to say it in front of 25 million people. My mom's not happy that I just did.
Roll. Roll another one.
Cut it out. You're being really creepy.
Just like the other one.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Seems to be about
working up the wrong treatment.
I don't have another cent.
If you believed in anything, you would realize this is why people go to hell.
This is really, really dumb.
Just pass it around.
Hello. Well, the ladies love me.
Taint Wars.
That song is on fire. And now, here's Joan Jett of the Blackhearts, Crimson and Clover. This is for Betty B, and it's from her secret admirer.
We have nothing more to say to each other. I think you should leave. I said leave.
Incredible. A wildly substandard performance, and they never doubted it for an instant.
What the f*** was that? You f***ing idiots! You're all f***ing idiots, and you f***ing... It sucks.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And here are the monkeys.